not participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Falls Church, Virginia. Hello.
Hi, Larry. There's a couple guys here in Washington, Don and Mike, who play a tape of you getting asked about journalism by somebody, and you think he's talking about medical school. Do you remember that?
No.
Do you ever listen? Have you ever heard Don and Mike?
I never get to hear them. They were on the morning. They're on the afternoon. I never get to hear them. We took over their show one day. I went, in fact, the day before the heart attack, we went and took over their program one morning and totally destroyed them. But you could doctor tapes.
Hagerstown, Maryland, hello.
Hi, thanks, Larry. This is for Senator Bob Dole.
Go.
Yes, Don and Mike Arner, you're coming out on the erectile...
Okay, I think that was a gag call, so I cut it because they mentioned two local disc jockeys.
What?
Oh, let's take a call. Cape Ay, California. Hello.
Hi, Larry. Hi. Don Imus. How you doing today? Love your radio show. Can you tell me what happened to Don and Mike in New York City, if they're not on live anymore?
Are they back on? They were taken off for a while. Are they on or out of... Not on the air in New York, Don.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know whether they're on or not.
Well, Don and Mike are on. They're on in Washington, right? Don and Mike.
I think that's where they originated from. Yeah.
Las Vegas. Hello.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Stop the rock.
Oh, oh. Stop the rock. Thank you.
Stop the rock.
Oh, oh.
Stop the rock. Can't stop the rock.
Thank you.
Stop the rock.
Oh, oh.
Stop the rock.
Thank you.
Stop the rock.
Oh, oh. Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, back off, big man. That may work with the chicks, but not with me.
Okay, for all you kids watching, it's very dangerous. I'm not trying to stop. All right?
Jesus, you're not laying in your own puke, are you?
Thank you.
Check your paranoia. 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 My phone is moving, dancing like Madonna into the groove. Check my paranoia. My phone is moving.
I think your idea is entirely ridiculous.
Into the groove.
You have no brain.
Thank you.
Stop the rock, can't 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 stop the rock.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Yeah. Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
They got their race slickers on today.
True story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
There it is.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Turkey Baster and all the ships at sea. Hey, they've never stabbed a retarded girl. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Rob, and hi, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike show a new episode on this Friday, October 11th. And here's your phone number from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
There he is. Right now, we just
missed it.
Nice. Just
close,
without that, you know, pretty I can't
good,
go on.
Right.
Can't go on.
You're right.
It's too perfect.
Goodbye.
Good
night,
everybody. Thanks a lot for coming.
I love that joke.
See, we can't do it like we used to, because now if you run the tone, you run this. You know, especially now.
Yeah,
think something's happening.
Yeah, not a good day to do that.
Can't do it.
No.
Hi, and welcome to the show. And we are still going to do the backwards newlywed game today.
Excellent.
However, we are going to do it with only two couples instead of five. Three of the couples that were going to play what?
What are you doing?
I'm buttoning my shirt.
You unbuttoned it before we went on here.
No, the button came undone.
It won't stay buttoned.
I
noticed it because you've been struggling with it for the better part of 15 minutes.
It's one of these deals, for whatever reason, my wife sent this shirt to the cleaners.
Uh-huh.
Now, you don't send a shirt like this.
It's a knit.
To the cleaners.
Right.
And what they did was, as you can see, they
burned the button.
They burned the buttons.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So the buttons on the shirt.
So you've got a half a button that you're trying to fasten.
Yeah, I got a half a button.
I think it looks pretty rugged when you leave them all undone.
On the bottom. And I got a full button on the middle. And I got a half a button on the top.
Right.
And I go I can't even get the top button done, for God's sake.
I send everything out to the dry cleaner.
It's a mess.
I send T-shirts out to the dry cleaner.
I send dishes.
Wow.
The best. So anyway, listen, we had five couples confirmed for the backwards newlywed game today. The people who are getting divorced, people who are separated. And this morning about 9:30, had another idiot shooting in Washington, D.C., out of 30 miles outside of city, and they blocked off Route 95.
Yeah,
and
the main artery coming from south of Washington up here to the D.C. area.
And a lot of the exits have been blocked for 5 hours now, like something like a 10-mile backup, and some of the people called and said, we just don't think we can make it there today.
They were literally, anybody that watched CNN would know that they were stopping every car for a while there, every white van that came up 95.
So we're going to cut those listeners some slack. We do have a husband and wife from Philadelphia.
Are they here yet?
Drove all the way down. They are en route.
That's
We've
good.
We've been in contact with them. And a gay couple.
Wow.
A gay couple. Two gay guys.
Wow.
We're going to be playing the backwards newlywed game today. So the game continues.
Good.
Even with all the crap that's continuing here in D.C.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, Mike, it's Pat from Portland. You guys got cut off, and your station switched to classic country all the time.
Really? Which Portland?
Portland, Oregon. We're no longer getting you.
Oh, let me stop for just 1 second, see how much I care about that. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
How's it going, Don, Mike?
I'm glad to hear that, because you're more like me. I like to think you're more concerned about Portland, Maine.
No, I don't care about Portland, Maine either. Really.
Okay, well, I do. I love Portland, Maine.
I mean, no offense, they're running the show and everything, but...
Well, we've been on in Portland for a long time. Frankly, Portland, Maine. Yeah.
Portland, Oregon.
We've been on in Portland, Oregon for about a half an hour.
No, we've been on it for a while, but it was one of those things that Infinity was giving out to all the disc jockeys to say, we're going to put you on in major markets.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then what they do is they get just a broke dick station that nobody listens to, that nobody can hear, and then when the show's done, get any ratings, they switch to classic country.
That's what they do.
So who cares? I'm sorry. I apologize to both Portlands. I'm consumed with the buttons.
Yeah, you're still fiddling with the buttons. This is when
driving you mad.
You know that thing you do with that you used to do with the odometer in your car, right? This is where you get a little OCC.
A little bit. I'm a little OCD about it.
But you having trouble? What is your goal? What is your mission?
All right,
here?
Major malfunction is that it is a. It just popped open.
You want to have Lisa come in and try to adjust it for you?
No.
How about Rob?
No, no. As appealing as that sounds, Mike.
Which Rob or Lisa?
Both. God damn it, I knew I shouldn't have worn the shirt in today.
Why don't you just let it, why don't you leave it open?
Yeah, be free.
No, I don't want a paperclip. Because I can't leave it open. You leave it open and you get that look. The look in my
head. Hey, everybody.
Even though what I'm wearing is...
You know, I've had so much nudity this week.
What I'm wearing in essence... Hey, Rob.
There's a hairy man there.
Rob and Mike.
I see Rob's hair.
See, both Rob and Mike are wearing regular shirts, though. I'm wearing, in essence, a long-sleeved golf shirt.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
A long-sleeved golf shirt. And the deal is that... Rob, you've got some man boobs. I mean,
I do. Which is why I really should keep this shirt buttoned.
Rob just opened up his shirt.
Oh, hey, yeah. Would you like some lotion?
Both Mike and Rob are now unbuttoning their shirts.
Oh man!
All right, I'll let it go. I'll let the buttons go. Just let it go.
You're not going to be able to fix it.
Wish that they would just stay. It just happened again. It just popped open again.
It's going to make me give up. Why are you so? I mean, is it uncomfortable?
No, it's because I don't like. And I stood in front of my mirror today,
right,
for 10 minutes before I came to work,
as always.
looking at this, thinking, now what if? Because see, it's a 3-button shirt.
Right.
Hi, welcome to I Am a Retard. It is a 3-button shirt.
One of the buttons is just a fraction of a button, and it's not going to.
Hold on, I'm working through a problem.
Hang
here.
On, sir.
You
ought to twist it so it goes sideways so that it fastens. What?
Hold on, I'm working through a problem here.
It'll just twist.
Hold on
a second.
Now watch, Mike. Now,
you gotta twist it so it's sideways.
It's a 3-button shirt.
All right.
And now hold on, I'm not including you in this, sir. You just wait a second.
You are a very impatient person. Have you been told that?
Right now.
Yes.
It's perfect. No, the 3rd button's coming undone.
That twisted again.
It's not good. Pull it back on. No club wet over here. No club wet.
Well, now look what happened.
It's gone. It's gone.
Look, I took your advice. I twisted it. Look at that.
Don't throw that at me. I was trying to help.
Look at that. Now I'm screwed.
No, it's fine.
Now I'm screwed.
It's a good look.
No, it's not, Buzz. It's not a good look.
It's nice.
No, God damn it. I'm sorry. I'm so nutty about this.
You're out of your mind.
Let it go.
Be free. Right.
Welcome to the world that is me.
It scares
this
me.
This is really what it's like being me.
It's a little disturbing. Now there you go.
That's no, good. See the button. Now I just got one button. Now of the 3 buttons.
Is the top one burned apart, too?
See that? Yeah.
Is that a fragment?
Yeah.
You know, that's bad. You know what? It's a bad dry cleaner when they do that.
Well, you know, I don't know.
Well, actually, it's a bad dry cleaner or cheap buttons.
I don't think it's cheap. It's made by Nike. Yeah. So how could it be cheap? Huh?
Impossible.
God knows I paid double retail for
it. Impossible. I'm sure if you looked on the label, you'd see it was made in some great part of the United States.
Tell your CM that you want those buttons replaced. They'll do it.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell her. I'll tell her.
They'll do it.
Foolish stereotype, Rob. Are you assuming that all people that run laundries are Chinese?
How'd I do, Don?
She is a Chinaman.
There you go.
She is. She really is.
You asked me the same thing.
And is yours?
Yeah.
Chinaman, sure.
Yes. I think maybe Korean, I'm not sure.
Why is it...
Same thing.
Why is it that they... They all gravitate towards that business.
It's a very good
point. Hey, Howard, there's your Chinaman.
Oh, thanks, Fred.
Hi, Don.
I couldn't possibly begin to...
I know it's a stereotype, and I know that there are some dry cleaners you go into, like, for instance, Harvey's Custom Cleaners, mm-hmm. right off Connecticut Avenue. That is a family...
Ladies and gentlemen, let me give you a little behind the scenes. This is the time
business.
When Don goes on a tangent like this, and Rob has a microphone in front of him, that I begin to really start to think I'm going to wet my pants.
No, really, come on.
It harkens back to the Old West. It does. I believe it's based on the fact that no one in the Old West wanted to do the laundry, and they were eager to help out, and it worked out.
Looking for jobs.
Look at Hop Sing.
That is Rob's History of the World, Part 3.
So there you have it.
Thank you, Rob.
All right.
Always a pleasure.
Yes.
But anyway, I certainly have been to laundries that are run and operated by non-Asian people.
Of course.
I can only think of 2 or 3 off the top of my head.
Well, Kushner's.
Yeah, and I mentioned that. Harvey's Custom Cleaners is one that comes to mind next to the Zebra Club.
Yes, it's still there, I think.
Yes, down on Connecticut Avenue.
Yes.
And actually, that's probably the only one that I know of.
That's true.
Non-Asian.
George Jefferson.
Yeah.
Well, Mike, George Jefferson was made up, though.
Oh, he was not. He was real, as real as my hand.
He was made up. Hello?
He was real as my artificial hand.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air now. What can we do for you?
Speak.
Well, I waited all
now
this time.
Now he's gone. you know,
I've waited all this time for you.
What a silly ass.
And now you're gone. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, our prayers have been answered. Geraldo has been dispatched to the latest shooting.
You know, I saw that on the Fox News channel.
They're sending Geraldo down?
Getting ready to come in today. He's on a cell phone. He's out at the Exxon station where where the latest guy was shot today. Like, that's going to solve the case.
Oh, he's going to personally call the sniper out, I bet you.
Because Geraldo's on the case. Wow. Thank you, Fox News Channel.
Was anybody like me that today you thought maybe they were going to nail the guy? I thought so. For a second there, I thought, that when they shut down 95 and they were showing painstakingly checking every car, I was thinking maybe this is the time. Now they're not going
to
get them.
They did spring to action pretty goddamn quickly.
They did. Amazing how fast the police responded, and they deserve all the credit in the world the way they responded to this one.
They may have come close, and in fact, we now have descriptions. I don't have possession of the descriptions yet, but police now have
They're not releasing descriptions to the public.
Of the two men. They say we're in the white van that drove away from today's shooting.
And they're not releasing that, right?
They haven't yet, but we're expecting some information this afternoon, so we'll see.
And this guy, or these guys, whoever they are, these snipers, mm-hmm. The guy shooting, maybe the other guy driving.
Yeah, right. Diabolical is the word that really best describes.
Incredible balls.
Yeah.
Today, the shooting here.
Diabolically ballsy.
In the D.C. area, there is a state trooper. Something like 50 yards away.
That's correct.
Who was helping out in a fender bender. And there's a state trooper there.
And he didn't see anything.
No. But obviously, you got to think that the shooters saw him.
I would think so.
And thought, hey, what the hell?
Right.
Let's do it.
And a trooper's barracks right across the street from the gas station, which may have been intentional.
You know, and it boggles the mind. And each one that happens, people get more and more freaked out. I was at an ATM last night. If you'd see me at this ATM, you would have laughed your ass off.
All right, what are you doing?
This is walking back and forth, like waiting for the money to come out, and I was kind of bobbing and weaving and ducking and stuff like that.
Like, that's going
to
help.
You know? I felt like an idiot.
When your number's up, your number's up, and this guy, whoever he is, he's a damn good shot. I mean, I'm thinking, this has got to be some type of military dude, because there is no wasting of ammunition.
I think there are two of them, too.
With this guy.
I think they might be rolling, like, as soon as he pulls the trigger, I think they might be rolling.
10 for 10 on their targets, 8 for 10 on their kills.
Right. The only thing that I would ask of the police, and maybe they handle this, but if you understand geographically where the shooting happened in relation to Washington, D.C., as soon as the shooting happened, they immediately set up roadblocks going into D.C.
Right.
And my thought was, well, what if they just went the other way?
Well, they did block off the exit ramps.
Did they block off the other way?
They blocked off exit ramps south. But, the real painstaking search was going north of the city.
Gotcha.
Well, because this guy has proven, time and time again that he hits down in Virginia and then he goes back.
And the other thing that worries me is that the news people today were saying, I don't want to bust their balls too much, because they did a better job today of not overreacting to this.
They were pretty much all over. They were giving real information. It wasn't bad.
And then when it was done, they put the soap operas back on and everything's back to normal.
I didn't even mind Buck with all of his sighing that he was doing today on Channel 9. I like Mike Buchanan. You either like Mike Buchanan or you don't, right. And I like him, yeah.
But I just have to say, Channel 5 today hit an all-time low. When they had Tom Sater, the weather guy is interviewing some guy on the telephone about the guns that have been used and the marksmanship that it takes to do this. And it's the weather dude.
Yeah, were they a little limited in their resources?
I don't know. It's the weather guy.
CBS actually topped that last night. I'm sorry, Channel 9 said, stay tuned for 11 o'clock news when we see real-life CSI investigators checking out the sniper attacks.
Now that's
cold.
Nice tie-in. Yeah.
That's cold.
Trying to promote one of their that sucks.
That's cold.
WUSA.
You know what? I saw that. Like, right, they ran that during CSI last night.
Now, I don't know
halfway through CSI, they ran a thing saying, you're right, Rob, it was Gordon Peterson saying,
Gordo,
the real-life CSI in the Washington sniper case.
I don't know how significant this is, but one of the things you saw today was the crime scene, a pretty good view of the crime scene right at that station where they were combing over the vehicle. And, I'm just basing this on what I saw, but the guy that was, the FBI guy that was going through the car, on the back, I think everybody saw this, on the back of his jacket was FBI counterterrorism.
So I don't know what significance that has, what that says about they think it might be. I mean,
if that happens, you're going to get a prize because you're the only guy who all along has said you think it might be terrorism.
Yeah. Well, I don't think I'm the only one, but I mean, I've always
thought. You're the only one I've heard say it regularly.
Consistently.
I think most people are the thought that I have that it's a nut job.
Yeah. Well,
it's a kook.
I don't know which would make me feel better.
Right.
I don't think either one, but I mean, it's just when I saw this, that it was the counterterrorism guy that was, on the back of it. Who knows what significance a jacket has, but, that's the guy that was picking through the car.
Can I say something? The middle button is holding.
There you go.
Hey. The middle button. You notice that?
Yeah.
Middle button is holding now.
Don't count on that.
They're okay.
Don't count on it.
Middle button is holding. Feeling good now.
Bottom one's gone, though.
Yeah, the bottom one's history.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike. Could you tell, Buzz?
Yeah, I noticed.
Can you? Oh, but really?
See, you can see the bottom one's missing.
Can you see anything?
You know, really?
No, you can't see anything in.
And now it's a better look.
The middle one just popped.
This is,
for the best.
When you have the middle one buttoned and the lower one is missing, you really look like you belong in an institution.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hi, guys.
You look like the girl that was stabbed yesterday.
You have that retarded look?
It just is that kind of...
Hello.
Yeah, hi, guys.
Hi.
Is it possible the announcement of the description will be that they're Middle Eastern?
I wouldn't be surprised one little bit.
Who knows, possible. My friend? All right, thank you.
Anything.
Listen, right. we got a job to do today. We'll let you know, Buzz, keep you advised if anything else happens on the cyber front.
Mm-hmm.
Fridays, big day on the show, and I have a clip actually to play before we bring in the newsmaker this week.
Very good.
Can we please roll the clip of this world class actress?
Oh my God, Ray! You know most husbands like cuddling with their wives.
Oh, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, nobody likes that. Nobody. The only time a guy likes cuddling is if he thinks it's going to lead to lower cuddling.
Yes, of course. That is Patricia Heaton, who, as you might remember, we had on the show one time. One of our worst interviews ever, and
nice to see you buried the hatchet with her, and you're bringing her back to the show.
Well, she's back in the headlines, Mike, because she was on Letterman last week, and she was complaining about Michelle Pfeiffer, I believe, saying that Michelle Pfeiffer has had all kinds of plastic surgery and is denying it. So let me just say, it's always a pleasure when the newsmaker of the week is a friend of the Don and Mike show. So get ready to rejoice as I introduce a fine lady who hasn't been on the show in 2 years, but she has surely been on our minds, a noted actress, an author, and a coast-to-coast big mouth. Perhaps you heard it just mentioned this week she put her big foot in her big number 3 filled mouth as she accused Michelle Pfeiffer of having excessive plastic surgery. Here now, ladies and gentlemen, the enchanting Patricia Heaton.
Hey, I remember you, scumbag. You're the guys with the radio show that tried to get me to take some dumb sex quiz. You know, I try to get you and that ass partner of yours fired.
Now, come on, Patty, settle up. May I call you Patty?
Hey, may I call you Fatty?
Why don't you just call me Don?
Why don't you just go F yourself?
Hey, now, listen, Heaton, I know we've had our past, but let's talk about you. It's been a very hard week for you, an Emmy Award-winning actress.
No ass, Sherlock. And I'm so mad at that goddamn Michelle Pfeiffer that I'm thinking of calling up Les Moonves to have her fired.
Now, how can Mr. Moonves have Michelle Pfeiffer fired? She does not work for CBS.
I don't care. You know, my solution for everything is to call Les Moonves and have somebody fired. You know, I called him this morning. I demanded him to fire you for forgetting Buzz Burbank's birthday. You know, you tasteless bastard. That'll teach you little rat pricks a lesson.
Now, I don't think, you tried to get us fired before with this guy, and it didn't work. Can Les do that?
He can do anything. And what he can't do gets taken care of by my number one bitch, Sumner Redstone.
Oh, wow.
You mean the president of Viacom?
Yep. I have that ancient fossil eating out of my dove-like hands. And why not? You know, I'm 2-time Emmy Award-winning actress Patricia Heaton. And I can do no wrong. Did you know that I wrote a book?
I heard that you wrote a book. Does it have anything to do with Everybody Loves Raymond?
Sort of. It's a how-to manual called Everybody Loves Self-Important Holier-Than-Thou Actress with Gigantic Asses and No Boobs.
That sounds like a winner, Patty.
You won't know what winning was like if it pulled on your gigantic slacks and whacked that broken hip of yours.
Patty, now listen, hold on. I got to say, I know what winning is like. Mike and I have been number one now in three different time slots.
You bet.
Oh, yeah? Like radio matters. You know, it's only good for blind people, and they can't watch my TV show, so F them.
Now, listen, you are not acting like the lovable character, the lovable mom that you play on Everybody Loves Raymond, the Ray Romano show. Why is that?
First, Captain BM Eater, it's not the Ray Romano show. That warp is about as funny as tuberculosis. It should be called Everybody Loves Patty. That's right. Or maybe Everybody Kisses Patty's Ass.
Did you say ass?
You know, anus. You know, my Patricia Heaton anus.
Oh, no.
My Les Moonves anus. My no shirt leather vest anus. My blood stain on a matchbook anus. My 1 hour been fondled by Kyle the Dancer anus. My Red Sox did this to me again anus.
Yeah, baby.
My I'll watch him lose next year in high def anus. My diva anus.
Wow. Such language.
Man, I loved it, though.
And you really berated us and tried to have us get fired for our potty mouths.
That's just a gag, dickhead. You know, we swear like drunken sailors on the set. And when I get loaded, I gangbang the whole cast.
Wow.
That's right. God knows I'm stretched out down there.
Oh, man.
You know, I got to accommodate them all. And Doris Roberts ain't getting any younger, you know. She can't do them anymore.
Are you saying, Patty, that you've had sex with the entire cast of your TV show?
Yep. You know, Brad Garrett on top, Ray Romano on the bottom, and Peter Boyle, you know, catching an oral favor.
Oh, man.
Holy crap.
Wow.
Well, we can't let a day go by without some in-house ass play. Hey, I said day go, you know, like that garlic eater Romano bastard.
Oh, my.
Damn, I hate him almost as much as I hate you.
Have you ever tried to have him fired, Ray Romano, like you do to us?
Every day. Yep, I write letters, send photos, telegrams, but so far he remains the star of the show. I believe, like all Italians, he's mobbed up.
Now, come on, Patty, Ray Romano is not in the mafia.
Right, and you're not going to Weight Watchers, huh?
Wow.
Listen, butt plug,
all right.
I hold in my hand a list of several known mobsters. You know, some of them are Kelly Ripa, John Bon Jovi, Jay Leno,
no.
Bono,
no.
Yoko Ono. I mean, I could go on and on.
None of those people you just named, Kelly Ripa, Jay Leno, Yoko Ono, none of those people are in the mafia.
Yeah, but their names all end in vowels.
And?
Therefore, they're Italian in some way, you know. And in the mafia, you know, upster maze.
Ah, now you're speaking your native language, Pig Latin.
Yeah.
S-ye.
You know, if you speak pig Latin, that means you're a pig.
Ortsne, oink-e, oink-e.
Maybe you're just a big old cow.
Ooh-me. Ooh-me.
Patty, listen, let's get to the issue at hand. Why did you trash Michelle Pfeiffer on The Letterman Show?
Well, because she's beautiful and talented and a woman. You know, three things I can never hope to be.
Now, wait, hold on.
Wow.
You know, I'll give you that. You're not beautiful and you're not talented, but you are, after all, a woman.
No dice. Look at this Igbe Inispe.
Well, look what she...
Wow.
Look what she is showing you.
Wow, Patty, you're hung like a horse.
Idiot gay.
This is quite a story.
Idiot gay.
We are talking to... Giddy up. We are talking to the star of Everybody Loves Raymond and the woman who tried to get us fired, Patricia Heaton.
Idiot hey, got any Cruex? You know, my jock itch is killing me.
Oh, man.
If my crabs get any bigger, I could serve them on... I could serve them with cocktail sauce.
Oh.
No, Patty, I am not gay, but I want to just say something. Wow, that is a magnificent penis you have.
Les likes it fine enough. That's right. He calls it the CBS eye.
Oh, wow.
Now, if you were this forthcoming on our show a few years ago, we wouldn't have had any problems.
If you would have just been left at that orphanage, America would be a better place to live.
Oh, God. Ouch. Ouch. You are now jiving me because I am adopted?
You bet. I wasn't adopted. I was hatched from a huge egg. That's right, with a big letter C on it.
Oh, wow.
You know, I was just a little baby sitting in the wilderness of Sacramento with my large manhood, you know, crying in pig Latin until the Heatons found me and raised me.
The Heatons?
Yeah, they raised me as one of their own.
So listen, our stories really are not that far apart, are they?
Let me see. I am a two-time Emmy winner. Popular with key money demographics.
Yes.
Well, you're a low-rent shock jock who appeals to idiot listeners who stabbed their retarded neighbors when they were kids.
Oh, man. But we both have penises.
Mine's bigger.
And we both work for CBS.
For now. Oops. My cell phone's ringing. Hold on. Hello? Hey, Lester. Yeah, I'm talking with a dumbass we tried to run over last week. No, he seems to be doing just fine. Was that? You need me to put on a special show at an affiliates meeting? Of course. Just make sure there's plenty of Astroglide and roofies. Kisses. Hey, and don't forget, you know, our three-way with some restaurant on Sunday. And then we can plan our firing of that douchebag Jim Nance. What a faggot. All right? Okay, bye then.
All right, now who was that on the phone?
Leslie A. Moonves. That's right. Director of Programming for CBS.
Wow.
He's the genius who brought you hit TV shows like Hack, Crossing Over, and that piece of crap, King of Queens.
Now, you're not a fan of the King of Queens?
Not a fan of that bitch on Wheels, Leah Remini.
Oh, dear.
You know, have you ever met her mother? That's a face that can stop traffic.
Oh, oh man.
Don't talk about Leah's mother. Leah is very nice.
Eminent Faye. Odore.
Oh, wow.
And Jerry Stiller has full-blown AIDS.
Oh, my.
So we are hearing an exclusive right now, I think. Are we hearing an exclusive about the next woman, the next celebrity you'll be sparring with?
Well, here's two big hard exclusives for you in my nutsack. That's right. Put these babies on the cover of TV Guide.
Oh, no. Quite a different Patty Heaton we meet each time she comes by.
Well, you understand, Don. For example, you're on the radio and you act like a dumb a-hole, but in real life, bad example. Anyway,
okay. Oh, wow.
My broom is double parked and I gotta go buy some pasta and spaghetti sauce or that warp ray will fire me. He's worse than Mussolini.
Now, Patty, let's not end it like this.
Don, open wide. Eat me. Eat me, all of me.
Wow.
Patty, my lady.
Don, my asswipe.
Patty, please don't go. Listen, please, take our goofy sex quiz. Please.
Now you've done it. You've done it. I am offended. That offends me, my doctor, my daughter, my relationship with you and the people up here on the stage.
What will you do, Patty?
Dude, you are so fired.
Wow.
That's right. When I finish my three-way this weekend, I'm going to get you, your fat friend in the vest, your Nazi co-writer, your pothead newsman and whore producer all fired.
Wow.
Yes, your future at CBS is as promising as Ken Stevens.
Patty, please, baby.
Hey, you're stepping on my schlong.
I'm sorry, baby. Damn, it's so big.
Big as all outdoors. Speaking of which, that's where I gotta be. So F you, F-ball. Hey, stupid listeners, don't forget to watch Raymond Romano. All right? And buy my book. And never mind, I'm the biggest corny on 2 feet.
Patty.
Good day to you, sir.
Can you get Joe Ardinger fired?
It's a good day.
Oh, there she goes. There she goes.
It's the newsmaker of the week. Patricia Heaton.
There he goes. There goes Timmy.
Patty Heaton.
Patty Heaton, I'm sorry, yes.
Headlines. Headlines this week. We're alleging that Michelle Pfeiffer has had a bunch of cosmetic surgery done.
Fantastic. Right. Boy, it's always nice to hear the newsmaker.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, hello. Don.
Hey, hi.
Hi, this is Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Just thought you guys would like to know some Arnold information.
What's that?
I was on a talk show in San Francisco this morning. Trying to get a proposition passed.
All right, hold on just a second. Let me just do a little in-house right now, okay? There's one thing I'm worried about for today's show, and that's the couples showing up to play the newlywed game.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right? So I'm glad we have a hot tub for Monday's show with Buzz.
Well, that's good.
But before we start the plugging of that, why doesn't someone come in and tell me if we have the couples to play the newlywed game today?
That's kind of the pressing issue of the day.
Yes, that was it. I've been going through this dynamic throughout the morning.
Yeah, and we just want to find out if we've got the couples here.
So, hi, Lisa. Who's here?
Anybody? Yes, we have one of the couples that's here, and the other one is very close.
How is it the gay couple that's here?
You know what? I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
Shocker. Huh.
You'd be able to figure that out. They'd both be the same sex.
Yeah, that's right. Funny, because, yeah, I didn't go look at them. The release forms are up there. They're filling them out.
So you didn't get a chance to check them out, especially if their names were both Jamie.
So, I'll just call the front desk.
Both couples are here.
Both couples are here.
Thank you.
But I have no problem plugging this.
Oh, okay.
That's all you need. I just need to know that the one thing was done, then I could plug the other thing.
Right.
Thank you. And I like the sneaky way you just, what'd you do, hand this to him while I was reading that thing?
Yeah, I didn't want to disturb you while you were reading talking to the newsmaker. So I asked Rob when you were done to put it up on the snooze guard so that you would know that was taken care of as well as the couples.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you, baby.
No, thank you.
No, thank you, baby.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Yeah. Thank you, darling.
Another long week in the trenches on the Donna Mike Show.
Sweetums.
And she covered herself. She didn't say you were reading. You were talking.
That's right.
I believe that the climate of tension around this entire city is permeating our students.
Listen, and who can blame Lisa? I called her today, and I said, what's the deal with the people coming down to play the game? And she said, I don't know. I've been watching on TV about the shooting. And it's at that point that, that's where the insensitive side of me comes out. Uh-huh. And I said, I don't care about that.
I had my guys over when we were having that discussion, and they were putting my TiVo unit in today. And my TiVo is hooked up and running.
Wonderful.
It's fantastic.
Welcome to Last Century. You're going to love it.
4 to 8 hours. Right now, TiVo apparently learning everything.
Yes.
Like setting myself up. And, I have to wait 4 to 8 hours for TiVo to... TiVo is... I know it's new to me, so bear with me here. This TiVo unit apparently is just studying or like gathering information from space or something.
Yeah, but you know what? It's going to be... You're not going to like it.
Really?
Because it's going to pull every piece of crap that it thinks you might like.
Even before it's seen me watch TV?
Yeah. Well, have you? Well, yes, he's right. It will come up with a list of some shows.
Oh dear,
shows.
I was watching Planet of the Apes.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, and a big fan. It was just there.
Now anything with monkeys will be.
You know, I have a question.
What?
I went to Channel 501.
Yep.
Which is your HBO.
Correct.
And then I just pressed channel up to go to 502.
Yeah.
And it skipped up to 600. You want to tell me why it did that?
I'm not your TV guy. I don't know.
Just wondering.
Maybe your remote is not programmed correctly.
I was just wondering.
I bet it'll be fixed by tomorrow. You have to load your favorite channels, I think, probably.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And TiVo has to learn your channels.
Right.
No TiVo, no.
Right.
Roy says, you'll get home and maybe the TiVo will be in another room. Told you to stay in that room, TiVo.
It's like dinner.
Like one of those fish.
I'm walking fish.
I'm on the phone with her today, saying, hey, what's the deal? I'm worried about the bit for today's show. Uh-huh. And I'm not trying to be insensitive to the shootings that are happening. I said, what's the deal with the people for the show? She said, I don't know. I'm watching the shootings on TV.
Uh-huh.
I said, listen, woman, call.
Woman?
Woman, listen, woman, call.
I said, woman.
And then, then you can understand I'm just a little peeved that I didn't know if the couples were here to play the game or not. And she comes in on the sly and just sneaks this baby in, wants to make sure we get the plug in for Monday's show, mm-hmm. when I'm not sure that Friday's show is going to happen.
But now it's looking like Friday's show is going to happen. So is that a hot tub that is that the information about a... And now you're doing your button.
The middle button keeps coming undone.
Yeah.
Oh, brother. Yeah. Yes, this in fact is the hot tub that Buzz will be in on Monday's show.
Look at that. Wow. That's a big one.
Nice. Look
big
at that, baby.
Square one, yes.
It's the hot tub provided by Hot Spring Spa of Washington.
That's like the one I used to have at my house.
Hot Spring is currently running several great Columbus Day specials.
Cool.
Three stores in the D.C. area. Call 703-359-7870. 17 for the location nearest you and Buzz.
Yes.
The nudes that you will be bathing with.
Do tell.
For the whole show on Monday.
Uh-huh.
Ladies of Amazing Entertainment.
They're always amazing.
.com.
Amazing Entertainment.
Amazing really Entertainment. Good. So we made that happen.
Fantastic with oil and back rubs.
Got that together for Buzz's big bubbly birthday show on Monday.
It's the Buzz Burbank Bubbling Bathtub Birthday Bash.
So anyway, Dave in San Francisco, I'm sorry. What were you saying, Dave?
About Arnold?
Are you still there?
I think he's gone.
Dave?
He's gone.
Sid Arnold was on the radio advocating some proposition.
It's my fault. Sorry about that. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
The proposition.
Hey, I know how to fix Mike's problem with his TiVo. If you guys have stuff that's recording that you don't want. If you look at the programs, you're going to have...
He doesn't have that problem yet.
No. I haven't even started to use TiVo yet.
It's proactive measures, gentlemen. Proactive measures to keep this from happening. All you need to do is when you see those little green thumbs up in the top left-hand corner of the menu, delete all the green thumbs up, put a red thumb in there, it'll never record it again.
Thank you. Mike will figure that out as he goes along.
That is the cool part, though, when they show the...
All right, gentlemen, have a good day.
Now, you're going to find it, like I do, after a while... offensive,
yeah, really.
You're watching a show, like an NBC show you're watching, and they run a promo for Third Watch, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden, in the upper hand screen, it says, to record this, you know, press green, thumb up.
They say that eventually it's going to replace the Nielsen's. It's going to be, that's how,
yeah,
that's how they're really going to figure out what people are watching.
It's not a spy thing.
And TiVo made a deal with NBC so that NBC shows get preference on the TiVo machine.
Yeah, it's only the NBC shows that come on with a little thing in the corner saying, would you like to record this?
Well, that's not fair.
Just another evil, insidious thing they've done. What does it say about doing, like, what happens when I record my first porno?
You go on a list.
Yeah, yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
That's not good.
John Ashcroft
calls.
Like you hadn't gone on a list before anyway.
Well, I hadn't. Harlan Video?
Come on. We've all been on lists our whole life.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
We're DJs.
Like when, yeah, well, I guess if you order one,
right,
you're on a list.
As soon as you order one. Well, hell, in Buzz's case, you go to the store and you buy a couple dozen of them.
I was, having my guys hook it up today and just praying the whole time that I wouldn't have this exchange. Let's take a look at your history. And I'm like, no.
Hello, Don and Mike.
God, no.
Hello. You are on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Don and Mike?
Hey, my friend.
I got a question for both of you, actually.
Yeah.
Is Rob there, too?
Yeah.
Hey, Rob, where's your crap detector now?
Oh, come on. Get out of here. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
What?
I was flipping through the channels, the radio station channels this morning, and I heard Charlie Stossel on Oldies 100.
Godspeed, Charlie Stossel.
He had given his movie reviews.
Godspeed. Good for Charlie.
He will be missed.
I'm glad he found a new home.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You find all the retreads from the Don and Mike Show of eventually end up somewhere else up and down the dial.
Sure. Absolutely. We wish them all the best.
Our leavings are scattered.
Yeah, that's right.
Scattered
like
left
scattering
right.
Somebody's ashes.
Yeah.
You know.
They surface.
They actually called for a reference on Charlie.
Right.
And we gave them a glowing reference. Mm-hmm. Really said he's just a great guy. Didn't work out with us on the show, but a great guy, Charlie Stossel.
Right.
And I think one of the questions that was asked was, did he ever... You know, this is one of the reasons Charlie left the show, was that he was getting a reputation.
Yeah.
That he didn't quite feel he was...
Yeah, he didn't like the tomfoolery and hijinks. He didn't like the way we made fun.
Right. What was one of the questions they asked, Rob?
Very jokingly, of course. He never burned children, did he? I said, of course not.
That's one of the questions they asked.
What a strange question.
At Oldies 100.
What an odd question.
That calls up Rob and says, we'll look at a little background on Charlie Stossel.
Right.
Rob says, he's a great guy. Hire him immediately.
Right.
Did he ever burn children?
Jesus.
He was kidding, of course.
Yeah, that's kind
of
weird.
Not to the best of our knowledge. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey, Mike, you know what I did with my little TiVo thing that jiggy after a couple hours of putzing around with it?
What?
Just picked that son of a bitch up and threw it right against the wall. Had a beer and went out.
Really?
That's it.
Mike, I love mine. Don't believe that guy. You're going to love your TiVo.
I'm excited about, like, recording everything.
Don and Mike. Yeah. Oops. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, God, hey, Mike, how you doing?
Who's this?
Oh, good. Dennis Murphy, how you doing, Mike?
Oh, Mike, this is a major effing star, Dennis Murphy.
Dennis Murphy.
Dennis P. Murphy.
And we know him from where?
I know.
He's made many appearances on the show.
You're on a custom, Mike, because he's calling about 3 hours early.
Okay. All right. There you go. I don't recognize anyone that sounds like this calling at this early hour.
Hi, Dennis.
Hey, Don. Hey, what birthday is next Friday?
Now he's asking for something.
I was wondering, could I share the hot tub with Buzz?
Oh, well, now you would have to ask Buzz permission for that, Dennis.
Let me see. Me, strippers,
No, Dennis, no.
All right, goodbye, Dennis.
I ask.
You asked, yeah. And that's a good thing to do, Dennis. Happy birthday, though.
Happy 52nd to you, Buzz.
Thank you. Thank
and
you,
the good man. News is, Dennis, now you don't have to cancel your periodontist appointment.
Well, no, that is November 11th for my second dentist appointment. Then she'll make a recommendation afterwards.
Are you going to have your gums scraped again?
They haven't done that yet, but they're still trying to get the plaque off my teeth.
Come on, Buzz. You don't want this guy in a hot tub with you for 4 hours?
I'm pretty sure I don't.
Please.
Second time trying to get the plaque off his teeth. They needed the extra week so they could go get the equipment at Home Depot.
All right. Goodbye, Dennis. Bye, Dennis. Bye.
Okay. Bye, Dennis.
Don?
Yes, Dan.
Glad your hip is getting better.
Thank you, Dennis. It's hip to be square.
And Mike?
Yes, Dennis Murphy.
Congratulations on your letter's next appearance.
See, now you're busting my chops.
Goodbye,
again,
Dennis. Hello, Don and Mike.
Teeth. Hey, Don.
Yeah, hey.
Hey, why are you busting Lisa's chops about the game that you're going to play?
Let me see, because she's my employee and her job is to tell me how many people have showed up to play a game. Let me ask you a question. Why you care?
Yeah, why you care?
Well, because I'm a listener. I'm a faithful listener. I listen every single day.
And that in a quarter will get you a newspaper. What do you want?
Are you attracted to Lisa?
Well, I've never really seen her up close.
No, I don't believe you.
So what's the problem? I yell at her the same as I would yell at a guy producer.
Right. Well, I think you ought to let her alone.
Why?
Because you're attracted to her.
Why? Because she's a girl?
No, because first of all, the game is lame to begin with.
Right. And you know that how?
Well, because I've heard it before.
Faithful listener.
Yeah, how many times have we done it before?
I don't know, but it sounds...
How many times?
Now, come on, you made the statement.
It sounds totally stupid.
Sounds.
Anyhow, the other reason...
Then why are you listening to me?
Five contestants.
Yes.
And now you're taking a major story in the newspaper, and you're turning it into your event, which means you said three couples are not coming to your studio because of a sniper or something?
That is true, yes. Where are you from?
Baltimore.
Well, okay.
Can I ask you a question?
Baltimore.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Hey, bud, what's your problem?
Yes, the truth of the matter is, five couples had signed up. Three couples, one of them was too afraid to come in today.
And what's the business, though? He's saying we're taking a major news story and making our... Wait, you think
maybe
we're trying to...
Maybe the three didn't show up because they knew it was a dumb game.
No, I don't think so at all.
That's not what I heard.
We played the game before.
There we go.
You guys are the best, man. I'll see you.
Laugh.
Hey, no, don't hang up yet, douchebag. I'm not done with you.
Oh, there he goes.
Oh, you asswipe.
What is wrong with you?
You asswipe.
You know, really.
Oh.
This whole area is going squirrely today.
What I want to say right now. Let me just say, everybody listening, you know what I want to say.
I think we all know what you want to say.
You know what I want to say.
Boy,
do I mean it.
You're not going to say it.
Man, but I'm thinking it, Mike.
I know you are.
I'm really thinking it.
I know who you are.
Boy, I'm thinking it.
Way to fight it, though.
I don't want to say it.
No, you can't.
It'd be in bad taste.
It'd be a very bad taste today.
Boy, I'm thinking it, though.
I know, and I think everybody knows what you're thinking.
I'm thinking it.
We're with you.
Hello, Don and Mike.
You wish that he was blank, blank, blank.
No, I would. I wish he was.
You wish that the blank would find.
No, well, see, now,
him.
Yes, I had a variation.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Said he was running low on gasoline.
Stop it!
All right, that's enough.
Inappropriate!
Well, now, how come it's okay for you to say you wish that the guy would, and everybody knows you meant the guy was a bit...
Well, that's because I didn't mention fuel.
Gasoline.
All right.
I didn't say it.
Well, now we've said it.
Not really. Yeah. But I won't say it.
People still know.
It's in bad taste. Yeah. But, I'm thinking it.
Yeah.
God damn, I'm thinking it. Hello?
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Mark from Philly. I had a question for you about the TiVo, because I went out to look for one because you guys are raving about it. And they told me that it could only record like one program at a time. Now, what's the deal with that?
That's the truth. That is true.
It is.
Untrue. Okay. Mine can record two at the same time.
Okay, that's what I thought.
There are ones with the DirecTV receivers built in that can record
two. Mine can record two shows at the same time.
Oh, you have the DirecTV receiver built in here?
Right.
Bingo, baby.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You don't?
No.
Ah.
No, I don't.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
It's okay.
I'll be all right.
I don't know. There's a weird, weird vibe to that.
Yeah,
it's what it is.
Yeah.
It's the buttons. It's the buttons.
Yeah.
It's the hot tub. It's the contest. It's the sniper.
And that guy from Baltimore.
That guy. Oh, boy. I'm still thinking that about you, my friend. Oh, boy. Why not you? Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, I just wanted to say to that guy that called in complaining about the contest, go F yourself, a-hole.
Thank you, my
You know what?
Thank you.
I really think it's palpable.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's tension around from everybody.
Hello, Don and Mike.
How can you not be affected by it?
Hello.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
That's right, Robin, a low-pressure
system. I'll give you guys a call. I was driving on the Beltway a little bit ago.
Yeah.
Heading up north towards Philadelphia, and cops got some vans surrounded all over the highway.
Really? Well, I got news for you that when I was coming to work today, and this is not a joke, I saw in the Tyson's Corner area, which is Virginia, five vans on the side of the road. I don't think it's unusual today to see the cops stopping white vans.
But I'm always curious, what exactly did you see? Was it one van with lots of different law enforcement around it?
All I see was one. I'm stuck in traffic right now from it, so I don't know.
So, I mean, but were there you saw basically one van and there were a lot of cops around it?
Yeah. I just want to make sure, give you guys a word, heads up if anything happens.
Did it look like a roadblock where they were checking every van, or did it look like maybe it was a special circumstance?
It looks like maybe like a it may have been a roadblock or whatnot.
All right, there's the credibility factor.
Credibility is blown when the guy says whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Whatnot, you're toast.
But you, John.
Whatnot. Hello, John and Mike show.
Whatnot.
Whatnot.
Hey, John and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, I'm on the way to Baltimore.
Yes.
You give me that guy's address to call about the show, I'll kick his ass for you.
That's all right, my friend. I'm thinking bad things about him.
That's the spirit, isn't it?
I'm thinking the bad things about him right now.
Attaboy.
I'll do them for you then.
No, don't worry about it, my friend. My powerful brainwaves are going to they're going to put a voodoo hex on him.
All right.
See you later. Goodbye.
It's a weird energy today. An absolutely strange. Yeah. We're all...
Sure is.
We're like going between being like a little edgy and a little testy to being just kind of loopy goofy.
Goofy, yeah. Well, clear the lines now. Get a call. 100. Secret sound.
I like it.
Yeah. And then we'll meet the couples.
Okay.
Good. The couples that have arrived to play the game.
About effing time.
The game that doesn't suck.
That's right.
Douchebag! It was typical. He's the typical caller.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then he goes with the.
You guys are,
love
you guys are terrific.
You guys are great. You guys are great.
You're great.
Takes a lot of courage to hide behind the telephone, son.
You douchebag! I'll meet you at Exxon. Be the 100th caller now. We'll be. Oh, I shouldn't have said that.
That's all right.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Two members of the Seattle Star Wars Society are giving new meaning to the term diehard fan. They kicked off the new year by getting in line for Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones, 4.5 months before the May 16th release of the film. John Guth and Jeff Twyton, I think it is, are outside Cinerama in Seattle, Washington, waiting. John and Jeff, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
I'm trying to
do... Hi, John and Mike.
Oh, we get to say hi, Mom, and everything like that. Jeff and John, we appreciate it. Good luck to you, and maybe we'll check in with you as the 129 days tick off. Please.
Yep.
Thanks.
See you, Don and Mike.
That's dude!
The Don and Mike Show. Buzz Burbank likes the jumble, but he loves the Don and Mike Show.
He does. Like his hot tub show on Monday. Let me say, watch out. It'll be a real fight of the malls this weekend, Buzz.
Uh-huh.
Everybody going to the sweater shops.
Yes.
To buy you their gifts, birthday gifts.
I can't wait.
Not everybody. You not getting him a sweater this year?
Yeah, I'm getting him what I told you I'm going to get him.
Are you really?
You bet.
What?
Poncho.
Hello. All right. Oh, you really get into the Spagoli poncho?
Trying to find him a poncho up in New England over the weekend.
That's great. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hi, I'm the caller with 100.
Yes, you are. And what's your name?
Amy.
Hi, Amy. Where are you from?
Portland, Maine.
You've won a $50 gift certificate for the Outback Steakhouse.
Excellent.
Courtesy of Viramax.
You gotta love Viramax.
Yeah.
Viramax all over this show.
You gotta love them.
Man, sticky.
Do I get Viramax too?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Oh, you get it, baby.
Imagine that. Steak and sex. Mm-hmm. For my brother, that's the perfect weekend right there.
Right. He's right.
He said that before, steak and sex. Viramax male and female sexual enhancer. Available at finer health food stores everywhere. Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Now you'll play for $1,000. We'll play you a common everyday sound, a sound that has to do with your personal hygiene. Your personal hygiene. And have you ever tried VMAX on a Bloomin' Onion?
Oh, it's fantastic.
And
Man, your tongue never feels the same.
So your clue is it has to do with your personal hygiene, and I'm going to give one other clue today.
Oh, good.
Not been approved by Hair Spiewak.
He hates that.
Available at 7-Eleven.
Great.
Look at Rob with his mouth full.
And is it good? I just catch him right in mid-bite.
Alvin the chipmunk over there.
And is a good clue, though.
Why don't you just put it on the web, Don?
Available at 7-Eleven.
I know what it is.
Play you the sound now. And no, you don't.
No, I don't.
And good luck. Of 15 seconds, please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Chuck Berry.
Chuck Berry.
Caller, name this sound.
Dude, hanging out of your mouth.
Chuck Berry.
How do you move in the 50s?
To the late 50s. With Mike's music. There's the sound. Yeah.
Looked at my watch and it was 9:45. She said, ooh, Chuck, baby, let's do it again.
Yeah. Yeah.
God damn.
Thank you.
For $1,000.
Thank you very much.
What is the sound?
Is it a nail clipper?
A nail clipper? No.
Hey, that's a good guess.
Oh, we're sorry.
It's not. Thank you, honey. And don't forget that every guess is
a clue for you.
A clue for
great.
You.
You guys rock.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. And that's for you, Tim. That's for you, Tim, and your Buick Rendezvous. Now, let's get ready to play the game.
Yeah. The reverse newlywed game.
Now, we have couples. Started with five. We got two now. That's fine. We had two the other times. And incidentally, to answer the Ask Munch's question from Baltimore, we've only done this bit once before.
Right. Yeah.
This is not
who cares what he thinks.
Well, Mike, you know me.
I know.
You know me.
Yeah, to me, you legitimize a dink like that when you say that.
Sticks in my craw.
Yeah.
My buttons are all effed up. And, you know, Lisa came running in the middle of all this. It was a hot tub. It's a hot tub. It's a hot tub. Everything is fine now.
Yeah, good.
The computers just went down.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Computer alert. Computer alert.
Subscript out of range. We are disconnected from server.
The hell is going on with our computers?
Please reconnect.
Man, oh man, these computers.
Well, we got it. We got two couples. We have a man and a woman, and we have two guys. And I'll tell you that the great thing about the two guys, besides the fact we've never played with gays before, is that it's hot interracial homosexual love.
Wow. Very, very good. Well, are we going to bring them into the deli? I mean, the studio.
Yes, we're going to meet both of them now and get ready to play the backwards newlywed game. They're playing for a trip to Las Vegas.
Let's bring our first couple in.
Where they can end it all.
There we go. This is our...
And I don't mean that literally.
Right. This is our gay couple. Step up to the microphones, gentlemen.
I mean, they can end their relationship. The winners of today's backwards newlywed game will win a trip to Las Vegas. 5 nights, 6 days, including round trip air, hotel, and rental car. From Viramax, sexual enhancer. Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX.
Look, it's Al Roker.
Man, VMAX is all over this show. And, now, Mike?
I'm doing fine. I'm checking out our couple here, our very first couple.
You know, the computer, Rob, I think the computers are just dead. Computers are just dead. Right now, right here. This is a problem.
We are doing a show right now, right?
Yes, we're doing a show.
Yeah.
I don't want to yell at her.
Yeah, or Rob, or AB, but let's everybody just focus on, please, focus on the show. Don't worry about the computer until the break. There we go.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks.
Good.
Bye-bye.
Kind of crap. Hi, guys.
Goodbye,
hi. Weird energy in here today.
Well, you know, the thing is,
all I did was mention the computers were down.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And immediately, rather than just come in and see the computers were down,
right,
they bring the people in.
Right.
And then while the people are here,
mm-hmm,
They're leaning over you and me.
Gets a little crazy in
here.
And
all they're doing is focusing on the computer.
Yes, yes.
My fault. I shouldn't have mentioned it. That everything is wrong today.
Why don't you...
Everything with the show is wrong today.
You on the left, why don't you enter and sign in, please? What's your name, sir?
My name is Brian.
Brian, and your name, sir? James, I will turn your microphone on.
I've got to turn. Oh, no, he's on mic 5. Okay.
James.
Of course, he's on mic 5.
Let's hear
James. Why would we not use mic 1, 2, 3, and 4? why not bring microphone number 5 into the equation when there's only 4 people in the studio?
Do you think this has anything to do with the buttons?
The button is the middle.
This has everything to do with the buttons,
yeah,
doesn't it? The
middle button is missing again.
Now, you guys are gay. What do you think? You think he should have that button, that top button buttoned, or should he leave them all undone?
Buttoned.
Really?
Thank you, Rosie Greer. Now, you two guys, you are not, of course, legally married.
No.
But you are, you might as well be married, right?
Yeah.
How long have you guys, our rings.
How long have you been together?
4 years.
4 years. Wow. And when did you separate?
About a year ago.
And what was the reason for the separation?
Well, Mike, hold on. Don't answer that.
Oh, really? Is that part of
one of our questions.
Oh, another mistake. Another mistake I've met.
That's one of our questions.
Sorry.
In the relationship, which one of you is the husband and which is the wife? Because that's how
I'm the more dominant one. I'm the more dominant one.
You'd be the husband.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell because you answered first.
There you go. You're doing all the talking, my friend. And now you, skinny white guy. Hi, what was your name?
Brian.
Now, hold on. Oh, I see. He's on microphone number 4.
There you go. Fantastic.
I'm glad you find that funny.
Brian,
you find my torment funny.
Brian, you seem nervous. Are you nervous to be in here?
First time on radio.
First time on radio? Yeah. Don't worry. It's a piece of
cake. Virgin.
Oh, you are the dominant one. I can tell.
And you guys, how long did you... Were you a couple?
4 years.
4 years.
Yeah. 4 years. We can't ask why you broke up. We can't ask, though, how did you meet? How did you become an exclusive couple?
On the internet.
On the internet.
The internet.
On the internet.
Fantastic.
And
then it all unraveled, huh? Yeah, what a shame.
Now, have you remained friends?
Yeah.
Yes, we have.
Well, obviously, they're friends enough to come in and play the game today.
Yeah. But, as in any separated situation, I'm sure that you two gentlemen have issues with one another, correct?
Oh, yeah. I would say so.
Yeah. Now, it's funny. Now, that's the time when Brian, the meek and mellow one, stepped up, and Rosie Greer just kind of laid back and didn't say anything there.
Cedric the Entertainer just stood back for a second. No comment here, boys.
Right, absolutely.
All right, well, let me see then. You're the wife. You're the husband.
Yes.
You're the wife. When we play the game, we'll start with just...
I wasn't prepared for this.
We'll start with the man, and the wives will be...
forward to, you know, you playing the game with Al Roker's bearded son.
All right, now, both of you, very nice meeting you. Get out of here for a second.
See you later.
And let's meet our...
Spider.
What's that?
What?
I don't know what he said.
I don't know. Let's meet the second couple. I apologize if I appear out of sorts today. I'm really not out of sorts.
But you know, it's a crazy day here in the Washington area.
I'm not going to blame it on anything going on with anything outside. It's all in here.
And now here's our couple from Philadelphia, right?
From all the way from Philly. Wow. Hi, sign in, please. What are your names?
My name's Tom.
Hi. Hi, Tom, and you are?
Ruth Ann.
Hi, guys. You guys don't like each other anymore, do you?
We love each other.
So you were married.
Yes.
And you are currently separated.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for coming all the way down from Philadelphia. We appreciate that.
You're welcome. Cool.
How long have you guys been married?
3 years.
Yes. 3 years.
Today was our anniversary.
And yesterday was your anniversary.
Correct.
Really? What did you do to celebrate it?
We went out to dinner.
You did? That's
coming on the show.
Really? Okay.
That's nice.
All right. Good.
You appear very nervous, sir.
I'm extremely nervous.
You're doing fine. You're doing just fine. A little closer to the microphone.
A lot of the questions that we would normally ask are questions that may be involved in the show.
Yes.
In the backwards newlywed game, so it's hard to ask.
It's hard to do a regular interview because we'd ask what all the circumstances, but that's what we're going to find out during the game. Right. And
suffice it to say, you two are over as a couple.
For now, yes.
For now.
Okay, well, that's perfectly legitimate.
All right.
Don, there's always hope.
Yeah.
All right, well, then get out, please.
Later.
Thank you, guys.
Nice to meet you both.
See you later.
Thanks. Bye-bye. See you guys in a second.
There you go. Oh, man, it's like looking in a mirror.
So here's the deal. Here's the deal. We're going to do this like on the Newlywed Game. We have the backwards Newlywed Game questions.
Yeah.
Same questions we used the first time.
Right, I know you do.
We're going to have the women isolated and the men answering in the first round.
Fantastic.
Then in the second round, the men will be isolated and the women will answer.
Very good.
Those are worth 10 points each.
Okay.
And then the final bonus question is worth 100 points, so anybody can win at the end of the game.
And, of course, the grand prize, a trip to Las Vegas, Nevada.
Where they can go out there and just end it all. Yeah. I mean, if they want to get a divorce,
right?
Get a divorce. Hello, Don and Mike.
This is Chief Moose here. I want to interview.
Get out of here, Chief Moose. Now, we're going to take a break. Lisa Herndon, Joe Ardinger, kids?
Yes?
Come in here for a minute, please.
It's an interesting day.
Is your boss calling you in, please?
It's an interesting day.
Just a moment. Lisa Herndon and Joe Ardinger, here they are.
Hello, both of
you. Now, the first question I have for you is, why is that microphone not being used?
I don't know. I'm not studio operations.
Who's studio operations?
That would be Rob and Joe.
Rob and Joe.
Get that set up.
Lisa, would you move over to the other side and Rob will take the microphone? Here we go. All right.
Okay. How come it's not set up microphone 1, 2, 3, 4? How come it's set up microphone 1, 2, 3, 5?
Simply an oversight, because ultimately we're going to need all the microphones, and this is where the couple went to first. I didn't think I had to put them in the right place. Sorry.
Ultimately, we're going to need all the microphones?
Sure. Because ultimately you're going to have 4 guests in here.
Oh, all together?
Right.
So they'll be all filled up.
Right.
And we're going to... The computers are broken. And now we're going to do a commercial break. So now... Help yourselves. Go ahead. Come on.
Go ahead.
Now, don't be afraid. I'm giving you my blessing.
You're logged on, right?
I believe so.
Sorry about it.
Hey, I just want to tell everybody, don't be invading my personal space until he hits those commercials.
Now, look, she's pissy now. Now, don't be pissy with me.
I was just trying to do my job, Don.
Don't yell at me, Lisa.
I'm not. I'm talking up to the microphone.
Everybody's a little tense today, you know, with everything. It's a good thing, you, Rob.
Okay. What was he doing?
Caressing. Rob put his hand on my shoulder, and I leaned on his hand with my cheek.
It was a
very, very gay.
These are crazy times in the nation.
Crazy times, absolutely. And you know how you cope with crazy times? You just get crazier yourself.
All right, during the commercials, we can fix the computers.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Hey, this is Clint from Portland, and you guys are off the air here now.
Portland, Maine? I would tell you, no, Portland, Oregon, yeah. Mike, and I am.
Sounds like he's got a Maine accent, though.
Christ, I am upset about this.
No Maine accent.
Portland, Oregon, right?
Portland, Oregon, yeah.
Oh, my God, I heard this last hour. I am so upset, sir.
That's
what's throwing me off center today.
Uh-huh. Thanks. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Shake it up.
Shake it up?
Shake it up.
You know, the way you do.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Man, oh man, I feel like sometimes I come on another planet.
Hello.
Welcome.
You're not alone. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
It's a low pressure.
Hello.
Hey, did you guys know that the other day when you were talking about JFK Jr., they took you off the air?
Well, I think they take us off the air every day early. Are you talking about in Baltimore?
No, it was like 5:30, and like at about 5:25, they were talking about the different affiliates.
When we were talking about our new midday show, they I think cut us out at the time.
No, you guys said JFK Jr. is the worst station in the country, and boom, all of a sudden they went into
I would like to think that that's a coincidence, because I know that part of the deal is that God, this is so inside. Let me just tell you. The way we run the show now is not the way we used to run it. We can't go past 4 hours now. Mm-hmm. Then now we actually come very close to almost getting all the commercials in the 4 hours.
Very absolutely.
I mean, we come close enough for government work.
Mm-hmm.
For us, it's an incredible step.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
A step we've never been able to accomplish before, but we're doing it now on a regular...
It's tremendous progress. Mm-hmm.
But...
Hey, before you cut me off, can I say that your September 11th show was awesome?
Thank you.
The other guys are all down. You guys were just awesome.
Thank you very much.
A lot of times I'll do is I'll front load the show mm-hmm. with commercials. If we get going on something, I'll front load a little
right.
bit. And if a station like JFK in Baltimore is going to take us off at 6 o'clock, Well, they're looking at their log saying, well, you know, dumbass Don has 25 minutes of commercials left to play.
Right. Huh?
Not knowing that I'm going to talk for 10 minutes, then play commercials, and talk for 10 minutes and play commercials.
Exactly. Right.
So they just, some moron just flicked a switch,
yeah. Right.
And they played 30 minutes of commercials.
Right. See, it's just ludicrous.
I don't think it had anything to do with my commenting on them being the worst radio station in America.
Stop this string of robberies.
Thank you, though.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Calling.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Hey, buddy. Hey, I want to let you guys know, for the last 10 days, it's been really weird days here in D.C. area, and you guys keep it rolling. You keep us smiling every day on the way home and kind of make us forget about the tense times that we're having here,
sure,
and we really appreciate it.
You know, I'm probably more aware of that now than I ever have been.
Right on!
Right on! I sure hope that's
the case. You guys take so many ignorant calls from Sacramento as a good example that I want to make sure you know you're well appreciated here.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. If you really care, you just send me a button. I'm dying without that third button.
Instead of three, I'm going out to the craft store.
Hello, Don, Mike.
Hey, man.
Where do you buy buttons?
I was wondering if the reason you were in such a foul mood, Don, is are you having withdrawals?
From the Vike?
Yeah.
You know, maybe that's it. No, I'm still on the
Vike. Are you steaming?
No, I'm still.
I can bring you some.
No, I'm still.
Heading around the Beltway right now.
That doesn't affect your mood. I have that every day.
Still on the Vike.
I withdraw every day during the show.
Got a mic. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hey, this call's for Mike.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Mike, you know, you like that show, Mind of the Madman, right?
I do indeed.
Did you watch the other night when they had the I'll Shove Anything Up My A.com?
Yes, yeah, fantastic.
Now, when you got done watching that, did you look that website up?
No. Tell me it's not legit.
You've got to look the website up.
You're kidding me. They have I Will Shove Anything Up My A?
It is hysterical. You got to look it up. You'll laugh your ass off.
Well, we would do it, except our computers are broken.
Yeah. On the Mind of the Married Man, there's a lady that he's having a battle with, and she's somehow involved in being very difficult in some other aspect of his life, and he discovers that she is the one that has this website, I Will Shove Anything Up My A. And the guy that you like, that the other guy, his friend with the long hair, that comes in, he goes, it's just a smile. It's a smile. That's what he calls it. Just a smile. And then he recognizes this evil lady that's the one that's putting everything. I mean, this guy is indicating to me that the website really exists.
Well, Buzz is going there right now.
What's the name of it again? I Will Shove Anything Up My
Way.
Okay, let me try that.
Hello, Don.
Or I'll.
Don and Mike.
Hey, fellas, how you doing?
Okay.
Hey, this is Scott. I'm calling from Baltimore, right?
Right.
And it's unfortunate that I cannot listen to it a complete show because me and my lady, the only time we can get busy is when you on the air.
Stop it.
Is this some guy talking like this?
This is a white guy.
Is this some guy talking like this?
No, my name is Leon Phelps. How you doing?
Ladies man.
Some covassier.
Get busy.
Have some covassier.
The only time I can get busy.
Hello, darling Mike. That's when I don't go by. I'm sad to say the ladies' man.
Ladies' man was always funny.
I'm from Govassier.
Didn't we see him in New York, Rob?
I saw him at the Palm.
Hi,
Don and Mike.
Hey, Don, it's Moss from Baltimore. Listen, they definitely dumped you out for content reasons.
Let them dump this out. That station sucks my ass.
They do.
Dump that out.
They played a loop of some really bad rock and roll because of what you guys said. I know that's exactly what it was.
It's an awful radio station.
It's a bad station.
It's a really awful station. They should just run the entire show. I mean, for some reason they've got it in their craw that they want to be a sports station.
Right.
And you can do that, I guess, if you want.
Is Stan the Fan still working there?
No. Thank God they fired him.
Oh, they fired Stan the Fan.
But they have guys who, I guess, from what I've heard are doing a cheap imitation of
Stan the Fan
of the Sports Junkies.
Oh, I see. All right.
As you know, it's regular guys talking sports.
I understand. All right.
Right. They're definitely bad. But listen, Don.
Yes.
Today's my fifth wedding anniversary. What should I do for my wife?
You know, you've been married 21 years. I think you're good.
Rob. Cut her head off.
Rob, you know, you and Rob, two brains.
Yeah.
Rob was doing the shooting sound. The shooting pantomime.
Happy anniversary.
Don and Mike. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Have you heard about this Brad Garrett project on this weekend?
Gleason, yeah. Yes, sir.
You know, he is so much bigger than Gleason that they had to build the set to scale.
like 11-foot doorways.
Oh, you mean he's taller than Jack
Sir,
Bryson.
Well, yeah. Some of us actually do read the USA Today.
Hello,
and that, thank you for that information. Bad,
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, hello? Yeah. Don, is that you?
Yes, me and Mike.
Hello?
Well, I don't care about Mike. Hey, listen, this is Larry.
Hey, F you.
Larry, you diss.
Wait a minute. What's this F you.
You diss him, you diss me.
F you.
And what are you talking about, what I did to your house?
No, I want you to paint my house.
F you.
You're going to be over here
la, 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 la. Douchebag.
Yeah. Don and Mike,
hope you enjoyed your airtime.
My sack doesn't work.
Ugh. I hope the last guy enjoyed his airtime.
Yeah. All right. Jesus Christ. Play the game.
Yeah, let's try that.
Play the game.
Let's play the game. We're going to take a break first and then play the game?
Oh, yeah. And listen, during the break, please fix my goddamn computer.
There you go.
But do it during the break. Don't come in here like a bunch of ants crawling on a piece of ice cream that has fallen on the sidewalk on a hot summer day when I'm in the middle of doing a goddamn show.
What a beautiful analogy that was. Ants crawling.
Just come in as soon as the microphone goes off. And then get your ass out of here before I get back in here to come on and do this radio show that supports all of you who are running me this awful attitude today. You dickheads.
Oh, it's there he is, and he's going for the button again.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're going for, it's all about
your
button.
Make you crazy.
Okay.
Someone send out for a button.
We'll be right back.
We need a seamstress.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
A bitter cold night. The Giants, with a victory against the Eagles tonight, could reduce the edge to a half a game. Not on camera now. We're in Philadelphia at Franklin Field. The score, the New York Football Giants 13, the Philadelphia Eagles 9.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Quit farting.
Thank you.
Always ready to tackle the clam.
Oh, yeah.
Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
We're going to start the backwards newlywed game.
All right.
We got Ruth Ann and Tom.
I love that name, Ruth Ann.
Yeah. From Philly. WYSP. Brian and James from Baltimore.
Wonderful.
The wretched WJFK. Going to start with the wives in here.
Very good.
For the backwards newlywed game, and that means... I take it back. Husband's first.
Oh, husband's first.
Men first. So we'll get Tom in here and James.
Very good.
I think I had that right. James is the gigantic black guy, the gay man. Hi, James.
Absolutely.
Hi. Tom is the equally gigantic on the Don and Mike workout plan, the heterosexual. Tom almost looks a little bit like an overweight Scott Shannon.
He does. He has that Scott Shannon look to him. Absolutely.
That's a compliment, my friend. Tom, how long have you and Ruth Ann been married? 3 years, you said?
3 years.
3 years. And Brian, you and James were together for?
James.
James, you and Brian were together for?
4 years.
4 years.
Four.
All right.
All right, very good.
You're playing for a trip to Las Vegas. These are 5-point questions in the first round. Ask each of you the same question, and then we'll bring your wives in, soon-to-be ex-wives, to see if they match.
Very good.
You see, what's good about this game is not the newlywed game. These are people who have decided their relationship is over.
And these are highly uncomfortable questions. It should be fascinating, and I'll tell you, Tom is like beating a drumbeat with his legs over here. You're a little nervous, aren't you, Tom?
Just to leave it.
That's all right. Don't worry about it. You're among friends here.
He was pacing outside.
Yes, I can understand why.
See, Tom and Ruth Ann, their marriage is... And Brian and James, their relationship is...
I get the impression, looking and hearing and talking to Tom, that maybe there's just a little
A little ray of light. There's a tiny ray of light. Would I be accurate with that at all, Tom?
There's always a little bit of a ray of light.
We'll just
always.
What about you, James? Are you done with Tom or with Brian?
Ooh.
Are you done with Brian forever?
Completely.
Okay.
Wow. All right.
There we go. We'll start with you, Tom.
Tom, here you go.
Tom, which member of your ex-wife's family would you most like to bang?
Susan.
Wow.
And who is that?
That's her cousin.
That's her cousin. Mm. Same question for you, James. Which member of Brian's family would you most like to bang? You know, it's equally funny playing with a gay guy.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, boy.
His brother.
And what's his brother's name?
Kevin.
Now, here's one I know that you'd be able to wrap your hands around, Tom. If it were legal, which member of your ex-wife's family would you most like to kill?
Her daughter.
Name? First name?
Gina.
Jesus.
Gina, that's your wife's daughter?
Yeah.
Your stepdaughter?
Pretty dark thought there. That's pretty heavy duty there.
In other words, she's not... The papers haven't been signed where she has my last name. All right.
Okay. James, if it were legal, which member of Brian's family would you like to kill?
I wouldn't even care. It'd be Jean, his mother.
Jean.
Why wow. Jean?
She's such a bitch.
Oh, my.
Why?
She just, the things she does, the
what,
way
like
she
what?
Acts, she'll call him up on the phone and say, well, I know that you messed up your credit in the past. And I just want to know that, you know, tell me what we can do so Kevin doesn't follow in your footsteps.
Oh. Meow.
Meow.
Meow, Tom.
Bitch.
The last time you had sex with Ruth Ann, how was it? Rated from a 1 to a 10, with 10 being the best.
On my behalf, how was it for me?
It's a simple question.
What will she say?
How was it from 1 to a 10?
You're trying to match her.
Oh, God. A two.
She'll say a two.
And, James, the last time you had fabulous interracial gay sex with Brian, scale of 1 to 10, rated with 10 being the best.
Remember, you're trying to guess what Brian will say.
Probably a 5.
Five. Right in the middle of the road. All right.
5. Tom? What is Ruth Ann's most annoying trait?
Nagging.
Nag. James, what about Brian?
Nagging, too.
Really? You both matched each other. That's
nagging.
That's very
funny.
All right.
Funny.
When you take out the trash, when do you do this? When do you have to shut the...
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a boy.
Absolutely.
Your girlfriend's a boy and you say he's nagging you to me. Tom... What body part on Ruth Ann, which of Ruth Ann's body parts is your least favorite?
Tough one. He's thinking about this, ladies and gentlemen. He's looking to the sky. He's giving this a great deal of thought.
Her feet.
Feet.
Her feet.
Excellent.
Wow.
Excellent answer. Any particular reason for that, Tom?
Because they always hurt. Whenever I take her hunting, she's always crying because her feet hurt.
Is she like going hunting?
She used to.
What perfect woman doesn't?
She has a gun rack in back of the car.
James, what body part of Brian's is your least favorite?
That's really tough for a gay man to answer, you know?
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it? Is it? I wouldn't know. You a little uptight, Tom?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
I think we got two different political spectrums here.
Yeah, is that right?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jay.
His back.
What is it you don't like about his back?
He always hunches all the time.
He hunches all the
time. Slouches a little bit.
He'll sit like this. I can't really do it because I got all this fat. Right. You know?
Right, now, this question is for you, Tom. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, please to rate Ruth Ann's feminine odor.
Now, Don, what is the scale again? 10 being the best?
10 is the best.
And 1 being just horrible?
Yes, 1 being like rotting garbage.
She's a 10.
Yeah, well, she's a 10.
Brian, James must ask
you. Want me to tell you why?
Yes, why?
Because she doesn't She cleans very much in the private place.
Good hygiene.
She makes sure that they smell very good.
Always ready.
Very good.
Okay.
That's terrific.
James, what about...
Hey, would she have two? All right.
On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the best, please to rate Brian...
Male odor.
Awesome.
I cannot believe I'm on the radio.
please to rate your ex-husband or wife, whatever you know, your ex-lover's male odor.
Fromage.
And 10's being the best.
10 is the best.
Quarter pounder with cheese.
Well, he's lactose intolerant. I'll give him a 4.
A 4.
Oh, that's tough.
That's really bad.
Tom, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, please rate your ex-wife's expertise as an oral lover.
Oh, 10.
Boy, Tom, you're doling out the compliments here. This is terrific.
Well, now, here you go. Here's a nice little cute factor. James, please to rate Brian's expertise as an oral lover.
You know it's over after this one.
Oh, man.
I would have to go with him.
A ten.
These couples still love each other.
They're real hummer.
What? No.
And here's your final question. Tom, while married, what was the most insulting, derogatory name that you used to refer to Ruth Ann by? Either behind her back or to her face.
And if it's something we can't air, you can use the first letter.
A what?
A fat pig. That's probably the worst thing I've ever said.
She's a fat pig.
Yeah.
And while you were married, James, what was the most insulting, derogatory name that you used to refer to Brian?
Jean.
Oh, ooh. The mother's name.
His mother's name.
Wow.
All right.
There they are.
Let's bring in the girls.
Okay.
Now, Mike, you got to hide the answers.
I got them right here, Don.
And now we will have to have that microphone number 5 come into play. Oh, this is good. Now, keep in mind.
You really murder us now. Buzzy, why don't you keep scoring these? Because I'm going to have to show them if they match or not.
You got it,
okay?
Keep in mind, you're playing for 5 points each. The women have been isolated in a different studio listening to hard, heavy metal.
Rocking and rolling. Here come the wives.
Here comes Ruth Ann and Brian.
Brian, why don't you sit over there? It'll be easier for Don to, you know, match the people.
Right, Brian, you sit right there. That's where James sat and Ruth Ann right there.
That's where Tom sat. So.
And then we will get Tom and James on the back microphone. You guys will share. And let me do a quick mic check. Hi there, Tom. Hi, James.
Hi.
Okay. Very good. Now, Buzz, you're all set to score over there.
5 points for each correct answer.
5 points for each match.
Correct. Okay. And we will start with you, Ruth Ann.
Good luck, kids.
Thank you.
Now, keep in mind, both of these couples, Ruth Ann and Tom, Brian and James, these are marriages and the relationships gone bad.
Right.
These are the people no longer living together.
Right.
That these relationships are broken. And here we go. Which member of your family would Tom most like to bang?
Susan.
Tom said... Susan! There it is right there.
Yeah.
I guess I can throw these away afterwards, right?
So how did you know it was Susan? How'd you know, Ruth Ann?
How did I know?
Yeah.
Oh, Susan. You have to meet her.
Really? She a POA?
And,
Will she make me straight?
We will ask you now, Brian.
All right.
Brian, we ask this of James. Which member of your family would James most like to bang?
That'd be Kevin, my brother.
All right. James thought about it a while. He thought about it for quite some time, but he said, Kevin!
Kevin, your brother.
There it is. That's two matches.
For two for two.
There you go.
Two for two. Now let's go the other way here.
I'm listening.
Ruth Ann, if it were legal, which member of your family would Tom like to kill?
Ooh.
He thought about it a while.
For about 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Ooh.
He had an answer by now.
Okay.
I mean, no pressure. Take your time.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear. Quite a dilemma.
Who?
Gina.
Who's that?
My daughter.
Tom said, Gina.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
Oh, Gina the Donner.
All right.
Ah, damn.
That's why we're not together.
Boy, oh, boy. Oh, man.
Oh, that's some cold ass.
That is it, but he was honest. And they matched, and so far, so good, right?
James and Brian. Brian, if it were legal, which member of your family would James kill?
My mother, Jean.
Your mother, Jean.
You guys are outstanding. We got another match here because he said Jean. Neck and neck. There it is. There's Jean for you.
All right, so now, Buzz, the score is?
Tied at 10 each. Sean, they are doing an incredible job on the reverse newlywed game.
All right, Roseanne.
Here's where it gets hard.
The last time you had sex with Tom, how was it? Rated from a 1 to a 10, with a 10 being the best.
1.
Oh, ooh.
I'm terribly sorry, Ruthann. Tom said 2. Oh, Tom said
I
2.
I got lucky.
That would be a one-person side, not a two-person side.
Oh, here we go. It's getting nasty now.
Let me see. Brian. Brian, the last time you had sex with James, hey. We're all getting that mental picture now. How was it? Rated from 1 to 10, with 10 being the best.
Leave the fat out of it.
I always do.
Say about a 7.
A 7? Well, that's great because James said 5. Yeah. 5. Nobody
said 5. No more wrong ones, baby.
All right. Let's see, Ruthann. What is your most annoying trait?
My most annoying?
Yes, your most annoying trait.
Ragging.
Yeah, we might need a clarification. Tom said nagging.
Yeah,
Buzz is giving it a thumbs up.
That is a
right,
badge. Nagging. You like to rag on him a lot?
I don't like to.
But
you just feel it necessary. You feel it totally necessary? All right.
Sorry.
All right, and now you, Brian, what is James' most annoying habit?
What's his most annoying habit?
Yes.
Now, what's your most annoying
habit? Well, I got it backwards. My mistake. What is your most annoying habit?
Probably being a perfectionist.
Well, it's all well and good, Brian, but unfortunately, James said nagging all. You didn't like that, did you, Brian? Brian, what do you think of that? You don't like that one?
No, I don't.
Feel free to chime in with anything you want.
When are you going to call Walmart? When are you going to call Walmart? Empty got trash.
In for Walmart.
You should know when to do that.
I think they're all going to go out for dinner after the show.
Hey, Ruthann?
Yes.
What parts on your body is Tom's least favorite? His least favorite part of your body?
My stomach.
No. I don't think so.
No, Ruthann, Tom said your feet.
I got 2 feet.
Your feet.
He said you had big, ugly feet.
I have a small feet.
While hunting.
They are, yes. He said you always complain about them when you two go hunting together. And that's when we labeled Tom the incurable romantic when he laid that little tidbit on us.
All right, Brian. Brian, what part of you did James find to be your least attractive part? Your least attractive
this one's really
body
tough.
Part.
He said the same thing. I'll give you that.
It'd be harder for a gay man.
Yeah.
To pick. But he picked.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go on my back. I can't think of anything else.
And a significant answer because James said back.
There you go.
There it is. Very good. Says you slouch too much. The game's tied once again. Ruthann and Tom with 15. Brian and James with 15.
Wow. All right, Ruthann.
Okay.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, please rate your feminine odor.
I would say an 8.
An 8.
Well, you're wrong. You didn't match Tom because Tom said
You're a 10.
Daisies.
Isn't that nice? Yeah. I think that's how she likes that, Tom. Yeah.
There you
she liked that a lot.
I'm winning. I'm winning anyhow.
That's important when you're hunting.
And,
she's a very clean
now, this is a weird one for you, Brian.
Don't want any of those unwanted animals.
Wording on this a little bit.
Don't want any of those unwanted animals coming into the campsite.
No problem.
Jesus, everybody, come on. Calm down a little bit here, okay?
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, please rate your masculine odor.
I say 10.
10.
James said 4.
Oh.
Said he got a bit of a bouquet problem there, Brian. Oh, dear.
Yeah. Brian is best.
Yeah.
She's raunchy.
We're not going back again.
Brian, are you upset?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, let some of that anger come through. I see it. But I'm not.
Come on, Brian, loosen up a little bit. Come on now.
I'm not hearing it. I mean, God, I'm hearing that, you know, you smell like a 4.
You got an ugly back?
Mm-hmm.
You gotta fight back a little. Well, you'll have your chance.
You're nagged.
Right. Let me see. We'll go now to Ruthann.
Ruthann, that's right.
Ruthann, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, please to rate your expertise as an oral lover.
That would be a 10.
That would be a 10.
And that would be a match. Tom said 10.
Go.
10 right here. There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Girl.
There you go.
Very nice. Now, here we go. Once again, with everybody getting this mental picture on their mind. Brian, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the best.
That's brutal.
We asked James to rate your expertise as an oral lover.
6.
Brian, with obviously a confidence issue, James rated you a 10.
Oh,
so he gave you good credit
for
that.
Well, he said I smell like a 4, so.
Oh.
Not yeah, but you suck like a 10, though.
Yeah. That's why you happen to be a 10 and 10.
You're going out for fish tonight.
Come on, Brian.
At the last 4 years.
And finally, here's the last question of this round.
Stop being such a wuss.
Ruthann, when you were together, when you were married, what was the most insulting derogatory name that Tom used to refer to you by? Either to your face or behind your back.
Oh, no cursing involved here.
But if you want to curse, you can use letters.
Moron.
Moron.
I'm sorry, Ruth Ann. Tom said that the worst thing he called you during the marriage was he called you a fat pig.
That's true.
He did. Yeah, she doesn't like that. Doesn't like that one little bit. Do you want the card?
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
She wants to keep it for a souvenir.
Yeah, are you going to save it?
Seems to be a family tree.
Going with the court paper. It's going to be in evidence.
And now we'll go to Brian. Brian, while you were together with James, what was the most insulting derogatory name that he used to refer to you, either to your face or behind your back?
He would call me by my mother's name.
Yeah.
My name is?
And that is a match right there. That's big buzz, right?
It is.
It's a match. It's big because it's a tie. A tie.
A tie, Jesus Christ.
Both couples tied at 20 points each.
Very nice.
Hey, good job, everybody.
So it's 20 for Ruth Ann and Tom.
Right.
And it's 20 for Brian and James.
Right.
We'll do a quick commercial set. When we come back, the points are doubled. We go for 10 points each.
And we're going to have Ruth Ann and Brian attempt to match Tom and James.
Yes, the men will be isolated, and the women will do the answering. And Ruth Ann is shaking hands with Brian now.
Yes.
Like, you go, girlfriend.
It's one big, happy family. And I'm sure that when James and Tom are isolated in the private isolation booth, they'll have plenty to talk about.
Yeah, Tom, you're looking forward to spending the next 20 minutes isolated in a very small room with James?
Look at James.
Oh, every minute will be a charm.
Brian, how do you like the game thus far?
Not my cousin.
It's cool.
It's cool, Ruthann?
Yeah.
How do you like the game thus far?
Very good.
Tom, having a good time?
Well, she would have got that nasty name I called her. I would have been really happy.
She might need a fake frown.
Oh. And Brian, you having a good time?
Me, James.
James.
A 4.
James.
Oh, y'all, I'm having a 4.
You're having a 4 time. That's on a scale of 10.
Okay.
Very good, kid.
All right, all of you, get out of here.
Get out of here.
Get out of here for the break.
We need a break from all of you.
Yeah. We're going to sit down. You got to separate them, though.
Yeah.
Come on.
Okay? All you ants?
Right.
Separate them now.
You got it.
Ladies?
No, no, you got you ladies, you gotta leave too. We're gonna do a break.
Because we're a fair break.
We're a commercial break. Everybody's gotta get out, but let's just keep the husbands and wives separated.
Bye bye. Good idea.
From each other.
Bye, kids.
Here is the hotline. Hello.
Hang up.
Great.
This is not nice.
Great. I hang up on the hotline.
Who knows who it was? We will never know.
Don't know. But I'm not getting that. God damn this button.
Yeah. Man, I'm going to get you another shirt.
We will be right back. Good game going. Uh-huh. 20-20.
Wardrobe.
With Ruth Ann and Tom. Brian and James will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And Joe is in Connecticut. Welcome to the program, Joe.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Yes, sir. Good to hear from you.
I want to thank you for the program, and I would like to offer my prayers for that first person that called, and I do feel bad for him in his own loneliness.
Yeah, let's do...
The need to call a radio show to attract attention to himself.
Yeah, let's do pray that God will just do a significant work in his heart and take even what, you know...
Absolutely.
You know, what's happened and use it for good in his life.
And unfortunately, that radio show that he mentioned... The Don and Mike show, that is the epitome of debauchery and all that is horrible in this earth.
Yeah, I'd have to say that I'm not familiar with that show, and I'm kind of glad I'm not. You know, sometimes you want to be innocent.
Right,
with
it's
respect.
Just crude, juvenile behavior, filthy language, and, you know, a lot of ass play.
Yeah.
It's horrible. I just want to say that I've had loneliness in my own life. I recently had a disappearance in my family. A family member who was suffering from a parvulitis just walked off into the night and hasn't been seen since.
Hmm.
And I would like to thank my own pastor, Father Donald Geronimo, and Sister Lisa Herndon, from the Crackpot Nunnery of Herndon, Virginia. And if I may, I would like to fart into the phone.
Really sorry that we have someone else that wanted to do the same kind of thing. And since tonight that we have some folks who maybe are allowing Satan to use them, I'd like to encourage you, if you would, to pray for Joe and for Frank. Let's just pray for these folks and ask God to help them deal with the issues in their own lives.
The Don and Mike Show. Broadcasting from sea to shining sea. Hello, ladies. The Don and Mike Show.
Great, great tapes.
Oh, man.
They've called the other shows with the burping guy.
We don't even know that guy.
No. Just the burping guy.
Right.
All I know is that every once in a while I get an MP3. Got a whole bunch of those calls on them. Let me see show notes. Monday on the show, it's Buzz's birthday.
Man. Fantastic. Can't wait.
Gigantic hot tub will be out in the lobby.
Very nice. Oh, in the lobby.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
It was the lobby or the garage?
I understand. That is better.
Buzz's hot tub provided by Hot Spring Spa of Washington. Hot Spring is currently running several great Columbus Day specials. Three doors in stores in D.C. Call 703-359-7817. And those will be joined in the hot tub by the ladies of AmazingEntertainment.com.
Fantastic. There you go.
And we'll be celebrating Buzz's birthday 1 week late on Monday with Buzz's birthday bath. Plus, here's a note for those of you who listen to us every day on 106.7 WJFK here in D.C. Starting Monday, this show reclaims the 2 to 3 p.m. hour.
All right.
And here's the game plan. We're going to be running best of lots of days.
Uh-huh.
But really old best of. Like, we're going back, like, even back to 1994, 1995.
Classic.
Good stuff.
Classic
B&M. Also, we will have the random... cavalcade.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who remember the cavalcade,
it's a lot of fun.
It will be back. It will not be an everyday thing, but
right. It
will be back. And I have been asked, and I have said yes gladly. Every once in a while, we'll crank up the reverb, and from 2 till 3. I will simply DJ to some of my favorite oldies.
Oh, very good. Great.
Pretty much the 2 to 3 hour is it's wide open.
Why not?
That's great.
Wide open for us, and it starts Monday right here on WJFK. Now, back to the backwards newlywed game. We have Ruth Ann and Tom from Philadelphia, with Brian and James from Baltimore, and the score is 20-20.
We have a tie.
And anything can happen in the second round. The questions are worth 10 points each. And we will be talking to the women this time, which means we'll have...
Ruth Ann and Brian will be coming in.
And Brian. And you guys have been, I guess, secluded during the commercial break?
Surely.
Mm-hmm. Yep. How are you, Brian?
Pretty well.
Brian, you seem to be the most soft-spoken of all of the contestants we have.
Are you still nervous, Brian?
No, slightly.
Okay.
All right. Don't be nervous.
Loosen up a little bit.
Yeah. Look at Ruth Ann. Look how at home Ruth Ann is.
She's completely comfortable. Yeah. We, you know, just feed off that comfort.
Mm-hmm. Totally calm, aren't you, Ruth Ann?
Yes, I am.
Here you go. Would you rather we start with Brian or with you, Ruth Ann?
It's totally up to me.
Well, how about ladies? Real ladies first. How about
okay,
that?
All right, Brian?
Brian, go ahead.
Okay, for 10 points. Brian, which member of James' family... This is funny to ask, because we've never had a gay couple do this. We did this game one time before, and it was with straight people. Which member of James' family... do you most suspect of being gay?
Ooh.
And I guess it's still a good question.
It is still a good question.
Just because James is gay doesn't mean his whole family's gay.
Brian being gay would have better gaydar.
Brian?
Oh, man.
Which member of James's family do you most suspect of being gay?
His cousin, Chris. Uncle Chris, sorry.
Uncle Chris.
Uncle Chris. Chris Kringle.
Uncle Chris.
All right.
And, Ruth Ann, which member of Tom's family did you most suspect of being gay?
Oh, that would be his stepfather, Jim Stewart.
Jim.
Brian.
But he's named after a famous person.
Mm-hmm. Brian.
It all lasts through the moon, Mary.
Brian, what is James' most disgusting habit?
Building it alone. disgusting habit.
What a tough one.
I just got it.
Yeah. How are you? Yeah, James.
No, I got it before.
How are you?
Yeah. Jimmy.
Yeah, it was good to see.
Go with picking his navel.
Picking his navel.
James picks his navel?
Oh. I bet James pulls a lot of stuff out of there. Sweater.
Let me see Ruth Ann. Oh, now we've seen Tom. God knows... what your answer could be. What is Tom's most disgusting habit?
Oh, picking his zits.
Picking his zits.
Picking his zits.
Okay. Brian, what about James did you find the most sexually dissatisfying? What about James did you find the most sexually dissatisfying?
Ruth Ann's all excited about the question.
I'm sure she knows hers.
Brian, come on. There had to be something that wasn't good.
Now that's a tough one.
Brian?
Hello.
Brian, does James hit you?
Brian?
No, I'm just... No.
Just asking.
Sorry, I felt I had to ask.
Yeah, no.
All right. So,
you're killing us, Brian.
All right, Brian, it's a radio show. Jesus Christ, come on! Talk, mumble.
Lack of intimacy.
Lack of intimacy.
That is such a gay answer. No offense.
Same.
All right, lack of intimacy.
Jesus Christ, that's so gay.
I know. All right.
I was looking for, you know, actual, real, well, listen, let me go to a pro here. Ruth Ann, well, what about Tom did you find the most sexually dissatisfying?
Oh, that would be his stamina.
Stamina.
See, Brian, that's how you play the game, stamina.
There it is. Yeah.
Stamina. Brian, if it were legal, which member of James' family would you most like to kill?
And be his father.
First name?
Rufus.
Thank you.
Just having a name.
You know, we can't write this stuff, can we?
No. Is his mother's name Shaka Khan? All right, just checking.
No.
Ruth Ann, If it were legal, which member of Tom's family would you most like to kill?
And don't say Rufus.
That would be his mother, Jane.
Jean.
Jane.
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 Jane. His mother, Jane.
Jane, stop this crazy thing.
Jane.
Gee, would you call her G.I. Jane? G.I. Jane.
Lovely.
See, it was like this before. We found out a little more from the women.
Yes.
Than we did from the guys.
Always. Absolutely.
Why G.I. Jane? Why the name?
Yeah, good question.
She's very overpowering.
Really?
Yes.
Tough lady?
Yeah.
Unforgiving?
Very unforgiving.
Tom a bit of a mama's boy?
No.
Mom kind of harsh, though?
Yes.
Tough.
They don't talk.
Really?
Okay.
All right.
Brian, let me see. I asked you about killing. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the best, please to rate James's skills as an oral lover. So we once again get that picture in our mind.
Uh-huh. I'll give him a 10.
10. Give him a 10. And Ruthann, please rate Tom's skills as an oral lover. 10 is the best.
That would be a 10.
Wow, 2 tens, just like the last time. Wow.
Really, you know, you hear that and you wonder, why are these kids breaking up?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's not all about the mouth, Don.
It's not, Mike. 1 to 10, Brian, please to rate James's genital odor.
Five.
Five. Ruthann, on a
That's
scale
a
of...
That's a wimpy answer, Brian. Oh.
Scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the best, please rate Tom's genital odor.
1.
1.
That's not good. Good. Really, not can, real good.
Can you tell us specifically why you're giving him a 1?
He gets that jock thing going, and you didn't ask me where the zits were.
Did he ever pick zits down by his genitals?
Exactly.
Oh, God.
Where by his genitals? Can you tell us?
Inner leg.
Inner leg.
Inner leg.
A little chafing problem maybe down there?
God.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Whoa.
Okay, and where would he do this?
Dinner.
Wherever you need it to.
I mean, you know, this is not for the game now. This is just, I'm just asking. Would he just be sitting in the Barco lounger and just put his hand up?
Yeah, it would be in the home. After a shower.
After a shower, you just see him picking at it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like a put up on the tub or something like that. Yeah, it's like I was there, huh? All right.
You can imagine that, huh?
Yeah. Brian, while you were with James, which one of his friends did you most want to bang? While you were with him, while you were involved with James, which one of his friends did you most want to bang?
To,
have that crazy gay sex with.
Chris.
That wouldn't be... That would be
a different Chris.
Yeah. Not Chris's father.
No.
Okay. Ruthann, while you were married, which of Tom's friends did you most want to bang?
Steve.
Hey, lucky
everybody
man.
Has an answer.
Yeah, no hesitation there.
And here you go. Here's the great question. Brian, what one event made you realize the relationship was finally over? This is where we really get down to the chewy center. What one event made you realize that your gay marriage was finally over?
When we took separate bedrooms.
Took separate bedrooms.
Again, such a gay answer. No offense.
I had a couple of moments.
Such a gay answer. Ruthann, what was the one event that finally made you realize your marriage with Tom was over?
When I asked him to leave. I see how the question could have...
When you asked him to leave, that I mean, we can accept that.
We can take that, or you can tell us why you asked him to leave.
Because my health was depreciating. My nerves couldn't make it anymore.
Because he was affecting your health.
Affecting my health.
He was. I like that one better. He was
my
affecting.
Physical and mental.
But I will also give it to him if he says when she made me leave.
That was the reason for I asked him to leave.
All right. Okay, so we should incorporate that as well.
Can we ask Brian what event led them to get separate bedrooms?
Yeah.
Very good. What event led you to get separate bedrooms, Brian?
He went away on a trip, and we had a heated argument on the phone.
About what?
About some personal issues.
Like, well, what kind of personal issues? Come on, there has to be a reason you're broken up.
Yeah.
We had an argument about his sister.
Really?
Well, what about his sister? Why would you break up over his sister?
It was something he wanted me to confront her with, and I wasn't...
What did he want you to confront her with? Jesus Christ.
A few months ago, I'm trying to remember this.
All right. Well, come on, this is the reason you broke up, for God's sakes, man. Right, Brian?
There's really a number of events that led to this.
Just give me one. Just give me one reason you
come
guys...
Come on, Brian, help us out here. We're trying to entertain people.
One reason that you guys ended up in separate beds.
I'm going to get that one.
What was that, Ruthann?
I said, can I change my answer? What was the question again?
No, don't worry. We'll get
what,
to you.
One event finally made you realize the marriage was
okay,
over.
Okay, event. Okay.
Yeah. Ryan, anything?
Just continuous arguments.
Continuous arguments.
Continuous arguments. Okay. Whatever. Let's bring them back in.
Question.
Yeah. Did you want Ruthann to answer that one?
I think Ruthann did, right?
Yeah.
You got that one. Okay. Let's bring the guys back in now. Let's bring Tom and James back in.
There they are.
Here come the guys. Yeah, of course, even now, if you flame out in this round,
pardon the pun.
You still got a chance with the final question, which is worth 100 points.
Yeah.
We are tied at 20-20.
Right.
Let me see, James, if you would get yourself right in front of that mic.
Very good, guys.
Welcome back. I guess all of America wants to know, Tom, James, how did you enjoy spending your time together in the isolated studio?
Well, we were watching the Moose. He was loose on the TV, and we were discussing your electronics.
Yeah.
Really, you were watching Chief Moose?
The Moose, yeah. Moose, yeah.
Chief Moose giving another briefing?
Yes. Yeah, and he's blowing some reporter away, telling him to be quiet.
You can't say frustrate.
Yeah. And behind, let's check and make sure, Ruthann and Brian, that microphone working?
Check.
Ruth?
yeah, Ruthann.
Hello?
Yeah, okay, here you go. We will start with
Tom. No, I'm sorry, James. Donna, I was wrong. Yeah,
James.
Oh, put me on a frying pan.
Cool. Surprise. Which member of your family did Brian most suspect of being gay?
Oh my God. My Uncle Chris.
And Mike?
Brian said, your Uncle Chris. There it is. Go ahead. You're very neat, aren't you, Ruthann? Ruthann doesn't like the dirty papers around the studio.
And now, Tom, we must ask you the same question. Tom, which member of your family did Ruthann most suspect of being gay?
Jimmy.
There it is. Ruthann said Jim.
Yeah.
Right there. Right. Fantastic.
He's on the radio.
Hell, she did.
Okay.
She did.
I only did because she did.
Sure. Yeah, that's him. And he runs around the beach with those little skimpy things on, man. He's there.
How you doing? All last through the moon, Barry.
Right. There's a couple friends for you here, Jim.
Hey, Wildwood.
Let's go to James. James, what is your most disgusting habit? And normally Brian took eons to come up with answers.
Yes.
Relatively speaking, this one he got pretty quickly. What is your most disgusting habit, James?
Oh, boy.
Let me just say we got good answers on both of these.
We did indeed.
I can imagine.
Oh, my God. Most disgusting habit.
Uh-huh. I know so many.
James is thinking very hard about
chewing his nails.
That's not it, though.
No, it's not chewing the nails.
What he's doing now.
I know.
James?
Oh, boy.
Come on, Brian had an answer.
I want to confuse them with the observation.
You got 10 seconds.
Passing gas?
What?
Passing gas.
Was it passing gas, Mike?
I'm afraid not. Brian said it was picking your navel.
Picking your navel.
Ruthann, you're cracking me up by collecting my papers here.
You do that a lot, James? You pick your navel a lot?
No. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Do you pass gas a lot?
No, but it's loud.
Ah,
eyeliner.
Loud.
Very manly.
Tom, what is your most disgusting habit?
My buddies at work are going to drill me for this answer. Matt's going to kill me. It would have to be down below. I get these sewers, and I pick at them hombres.
Ruth Ann said, yeah. Picking the zits on your inner thigh.
Right. Oh, my God.
Way to go. That's big. That's strong.
Yeah, I got to live with the guys at work. They're going to nail me for that one.
That's a good way to go, Tom.
All right.
I'm very proud of you with that answer.
Tell the truth.
Picking your zits by your genitals.
Ooh.
Now, what is the score, Buzz?
Ruth Ann and Tom lead with 40 points to Brian and James 30.
No. All right. Let me see. James. James, what about you did Brian find the most sexually dissatisfying? What about you did
looking at me.
String Bean Brian find the most sexually dissatisfying?
Dissatisfying.
Now, this one he did drive us crazy on. It took him, it seemed like hours.
It's actually dissatisfying.
And Tom, don't worry, Ruth Ann came up with one for
cuddling
you.
Cuddling is out of the question.
What's that?
Sexual.
What?
Cuddling is out of the question because it has to be sexual.
Just answer the question.
What the heck do you mean by cuddling?
What about you?
I'm not intimate at times.
Brian said, lack of intimacy.
Wow.
That's huge.
That's such a gay answer. That's a gay man.
Yeah, he wants that one. All right.
And now, Tom. Tom, what about you? Does Ruth Ann find to be the most sexually dissatisfying?
Tom.
Oh, this is a good game.
Oh, boy. Minuteman.
What, Tom?
Minuteman.
I'm going to give it to him. Ruth said, lack of stamina.
Way to go, Ruth.
I tell you, these couples know what they hate about each other.
Way to go. They sure do. Sorry. Okay, James, if it were legal, which member of Brian's family would you most like to kill?
Again? That would be Gene.
No, I don't think that's the right question.
Hold on a second. If it were legal, which member of your ex husband's family.
You asked Brian which member of James' family he like to kill.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, my mistake. We asked Brian which member of your family he wanted to
my
kill.
My father.
Who's that?
Rufus.
Just look at her.
Right, yeah.
And he said Rufus.
Right, you remember the name.
There it is.
Right, that's right.
All right.
Once you get started, it's hard to stop. And same question for you, Tom. If it were legal, which member of your family would she most like to kill?
Scott. Yeah, I'm afraid not. Ruth Ann said Jane. Jane.
Jane.
Watch the cussing.
Who is Scott?
My brother that she's extremely angry with right now.
Why is she angry at him?
Boy.
Now what, Ruth?
What did you say, Ruth? Don't whisper.
Ruth Ann just said bull ass.
I'm not angry at Scott. I'm angry at the position he put us in.
And what position is that, honey?
Ooh, where we're at right now. We're broke up.
He causes problems and everybody else spends it out and he bugs out.
Listen to her.
You defending your brother there?
You love in this room.
Yeah.
Right.
Problem. I hear a lot of this from Tom.
all day.
A lot of that Billy Bob sound I keep hearing him.
Don't listen to her. I know. And I thought you'd be the one that you're angry with now. You're angry with somebody all the time in my family. And it's the most recent one is Scott this month.
Let it out there. Let it out.
Scott's turn this month. And Jane, that was an easy one, but she's mad at Scott this month.
Let's move on to James.
James, Jesus Christ, this is hot.
Let's laugh and not living together.
Man,
James, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, please rate Brian's skill as an oral lover.
Didn't we have this one before?
Yeah, but I mean, now it's directed at you.
It's my turn.
Yeah, now, you're rating him now.
You're rating him.
As an oral lover. How is he giving it to you?
What are you doing, Brian?
10.
And Brian said 10. There you go.
10.
Fantastic.
Good for you.
Good job.
Hey, Tom.
There's that noise.
On a scale of... on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best... Please do rate Ruth Ann's skills as an oral lover.
Total 10.
She said 10.
Good girl.
There you go. Absolutely fantastic.
Bingo.
We're in a wheel of fire. Oh, watch out for that lung butter.
That's another match.
Hopefully you messed up.
James.
Uh-huh.
James, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, please to rate... Brian's genital odor.
It was...
Wait, the other way around. Yeah, it was the other way around.
It was Brian rating James.
Brian is rating your genital odor.
I think
James.
I'm a...
My mistake.
Five.
Huge
answer.
Why, Mike?
Because it's indeed a match. It's a five.
Five.
Wow.
All
right.
Now, Tom... Tom, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, please do rate your...
We asked Ruth to rate your genital odor.
Your genital odor. We asked her how your genitals smell. Boy.
Well, the only time it happens is after I wash, so it better be a 10.
Well, Tom, get ready for disappointment.
As a matter of fact, we went the entire opposite direction. She gave you a 1.
You're insane. A 1.
You don't even do anything unless it's cleaned up. Let me ask you, if it's cleaned up, use your head.
Use your head. You don't even... Did you hear that? You don't even do anything unless it's cleaned up.
Really?
Use your head.
It's a good rule.
Why would you go down there if it stinks? It's got to be clean first.
This is the difference in the sexes.
James, okay. While you were married or while you were in your relationship with Brian, which of Brian's friends did you most want to bang?
That's a question from nowhere.
Which of Brian's friends? Oh, am I getting that right?
First.
The reverse.
Asking it the wrong way. I'm sorry.
Yes. Which
of your friends did Brian most want to bang? Brian want to bang. I'm sorry.
My fault. I wasn't paying attention.
Did he take a long time to answer this one,
too? He took a long time to answer every question.
No, this one was instant.
Instant.
Did you take a long time on this one, Brian?
No, I didn't take too long.
No, this one was a relatively quick one.
It was a quickie?
Out of my friends.
Out of your friends.
Out of your friends. Which is the guy?
I want this guy to ride me all night. See, I want this guy.
Now you're by yourself on that.
I want this guy to use me like a milking machine.
So, James, which guy is it?
Oh, I have too many freaking friends.
Yeah, but which friend does Brian really have the steaming undies for?
I just said he just wanted to just hurry. Go to town. Use him like a toilet. Brian?
You can't beat on.
But James, yeah, Brian, no cheating now.
No cheating. No leading on. Even if I could think that far back, I still
don't lead us on.
I'm just going to take a run for it and say, think back. Jeez.
Oh, come on.
I'm going to give you 5 seconds. Who?
Tim.
No, it was Chris. Now we can move on.
Your father, Chris. No,
another Chris.
Not your father.
Do you know the Chris we're talking about?
The score.
That Chris? Yeah. That's my Chris. You better back off.
Wow. Ooh, that's the first sign of bow. Rob, I think we need the cat sound. Were you telling James, were you telling Brian to back off, Chris?
Yeah.
Tom, when you were married, which of your friends did Ruth Ann most want to bang?
It has to be a friend?
Yes.
I don't have any friends.
You're in the club. When you were married, which of your friends did she most want to bang?
They're all ugly. I don't know.
They're all ugly.
Tough question. Steve.
Steve. Mike?
Big answer. Ruth Ann said Steve.
Yeah.
There you go.
Hey, Mr. McGill, you see, you might have got a little bit before.
Buzz, what is the score here?
Both couples, again, are tied now with a total each of 70 points.
Wow.
Huge. Now we have one more 10-point question before we get to the 100-point bonus question.
Okay.
James, what one event made you finally realize that your marriage, your gay marriage, was over? What one event finally made you realize that your gay relationship was over?
It was a disagreement with my sister, or over. It was dealt with my sister, and it was some disagreement because he had no backbone.
You know. I think we have to give it to him. I'll tell you why. And then you took separate bedrooms, but he mentioned an argument over the phone about your sister, so he went on for about an hour and a half.
He gave us quite a discombobulated argument, but your sister did come up and...
Brian, you're amazingly lucky there. That's good.
Now, Tom, you got to do this to pull even.
I know.
What one event made her, Ruth Ann, finally realize that the marriage was over?
This better be an easy answer for Ruth Ann right now. It's going to be a long ride home for her. It would have to be me believing my brother over her.
That would be a big negative.
He said he was affecting, you were affecting her health when she asked you to leave. We would have given you two.
That would be a negative. Incorrect. And Tom is not a happy camper. But Tom, listen, I want you to put on a happy face, because when we come back from the break, we have one final question worth 100 points.
That means it's anybody's ball game.
That's right. Let's go for it.
So you have...
Your heads here.
Right now you have Brian and James with 80 points. Mm-hmm. Ruth Ann and Tom with 70.
We've got a horse race here.
And we need all of you to get out of here right now.
Very good.
I'll tell you, when we come back, the men will be isolated. And the women will answer.
Now, the way this game works is because Brian and James, because they have 80 points, if they both get that last answer correct, that means that Brian and Chris are going to, James are going to win.
They're the winners.
God, too many names. Thank you, sweetie.
That Tom guy is my favorite.
Oh, he is. I mean, Tom ought to be, we ought to bronze him.
Yeah. He is. I mean, I don't know if this is translating on the radio. Tom was so pissed when she got that last answer wrong about the friend that you wanted to bang or
walking down the hallway with a cigarette.
It was what ended the marriage.
Right.
That he was just sitting there going, now what do you? All of this under his breath.
He was walking down the hallway with a cigarette hanging out of his mouth. It's like, I can't believe you.
If he was going to grind his teeth any harder, he'd be spitting out chunks right now.
What are you thinking?
Yeah, but I got...
Scott, my brother.
I got zits on the inside of my thigh.
I pick at them ombres.
Actually, he didn't say zits. He said sores.
Yes. And he called them ombres. Yes.
Those ombres.
I had a little red ombres.
We will have a winner when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, what is a wedding? Well, Webster's Dictionary describes a wedding as the process of removing weeds from one's garden.
The Don and Mike Show. Just ordinary guys with nothing to lose. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, we're going to wrap up the newlywed game now, the backwards newlywed game. Remember, we're playing with couples who have decided they are couples no more.
All right.
Separated couples. Playing for a trip to Las Vegas, courtesy of Verimax.
And I, for one, think they've been simply charming.
Yeah. As do I. Right now, Ruth Ann and Tom have 70.
Right.
Brian and James have 80. The final question is worth 100. And we will start with Ruth Ann. Ruth Ann, who was the most responsible for your marital breakup? Was it you? Was it him, or was it an outside party?
It was him.
It was him. Brian, who was most responsible for your breakup? Was it you? Was it him, or was it an outside party?
That would be me.
It would be you.
Brian said Brian. All right.
All right. Wheel them in.
Bring them in.
Bring them in, Robbie.
Ladies and gentlemen, the moment of truth. You two step to the back of the studio. We're going to bring Tom and James in. This is for all the marbles right now.
And I think we'll ask James first, since they're in the air. Les Tom first.
Oh, Les
Tom first.
Oh. First, huh? Lightning round.
Tom, this is worth 100 points. Get this right, you go to 170. Brian and James have 80. Tom, who was the most responsible for your marital breakup? Was it you? Was it her? Or was it an outside party?
Totally me.
Mike?
Ruth Ann said, you.
Tom.
Now, Tom, you and Ruth Ann have 170 points. Brian and James, you have 80. Get it right, you're the big wieners. No pun intended. Get it wrong, you get dick. Again, no pun intended. So, James.
I don't know if I should answer or not.
Who was the most responsible? Well, if you don't answer, you lose. Who was the most responsible for the marital breakup? You, him, or an outside party?
Him.
Mike?
You boys better enjoy your trip to Las Vegas.
Oh, my God. You are going to Las Vegas, Nevada. Good sport, Tom, shaking hands.
Brian and James. Now, James, look at James. He is so excited.
Nice shot.
Look at Tom.
Tom is going to be a long ride back to Philly, isn't it, Tom?
Oh, my.
But you know what? You guys were so close, and I think you make a nice couple.
Brian and James. James, are you happy?
Very.
Now, you know, you got to go with him. You got to go with Brian.
I know.
You've won a 5-night, 6-day trip for two to Las Vegas.
Uh-huh.
Round trip air.
Uh-huh.
Hotel.
Uh-huh.
And rental car, courtesy of Veramax. Veramax Sexual Enhancer. Have great sex more often with Veramax, available in finer health food stores, pharmacies, retailers everywhere, or call 1-888-TRY-VMAX.
Is there a couch in the room?
Maybe you just get double beds.
Okay.
All right, don't worry about it.
All right.
You can work on that. Now, Tom, I am so sorry.
I feel sorry for this couple. I really do. They come all the way down from Philadelphia. Tom is so entertaining.
Tom, let me give you a $50 gift certificate to Outback Steakhouse.
Sounds cool.
Also courtesy of Veramax. And same for you, Ruth Ann. Okay.
Yeah, you can maybe, you know, hook up and
go together.
Is there a chance you'll go together?
Yeah, probably.
That's nice.
Let me ask, now that you've played the game.
And I want to find out if you two guys get back together.
Ask now, is there any chance, Brian and James, is there any chance you guys ever get back together?
I'm seeing somebody.
Oh, you bitch. But then again, it was his fault, right? Yeah. It was his fault. Yeah.
Brian, are you seeing anybody?
I'm dating one.
He's dating around.
Was that the problem, James? James, was that the problem?
I remain silent on that.
Yes.
Guys, it's two real bitches, man.
Now wow. Ruth Ann, Tom and Ruth Ann, okay. Now to me, you guys, you just remind me of just a couple that's been married, and you're going through the crap that couples go through. Yeah. What do you think? What are your odds? Any chance?
Decent odds, yeah.
You feel the same way, Ruth Ann?
No.
Oh, she's getting a little emotional
not
here.
Sure.
You're not sure?
You're not sure. Well, what does Tom have to do? Straighten up and fly right.
Grow up.
Grow up? Anything more specific? Can you throw in something more specific than that general?
Have a little taste of the anger.
Really? The anger? Is that what the problem is?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys have seen it, yeah. He's a little angry. He's an angry little boy.
Oh, you know what, Tom?
Oh, well, enough about us. Have a good time in Vegas.
Don't beat yourself up, Tom.
Okay.
Okay, pal? Okay, buddy, don't beat yourself up.
All right, all of you, get out of here. Thank you.
Yes, we're great.
Tom and Ruth Ann and Brian and James.
Okay.
No, really, get out.
All right.
Really, you guys have to get out.
Bye, guys.
Thank you all.
Thank you, Ruth Ann. You were wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Ruth Ann. Bye-bye. It's a pleasure. Bye-bye. Good luck.
There they go.
See you later. No pun intended. What a queer game that was.
I'm sorry. That was just slap nuts funny.
A great addition.
Much of it you had to be able to see to be able to.
Now, if you heard him, you know, hey, how are you? I really feel that way.
And James looked like he was about to cry when he suddenly won the trip.
Yeah. And, you know, they're going out there asking if there's a couch. It seems like James is in a pretty serious relationship.
Brian. Brian's dating around, Mike.
He's dating around.
He's dating around. Well, that's how you play the backwards newlywed game. And, you know, Mike and I were talking during the break, and really worked out better with two couples than it would have with five.
I think the next time we play the game, I think two couples is perfect.
Perfect.
I mean, that is the way it ought to be done, because you really get to know the couples.
Yep. Sure do.
Yeah, we might even have auditions for couples the next time. You know what I mean? Have a little screening process.
I don't know if we could audition any better than that.
You couldn't get any better than Tom and Ruth Ann.
Gay couple and Tom and Ruth Ann. And now, listen, again, not to just harp on the fact, poor Tom, poor Ruth Ann, because I'm very glad Brian and James won.
Sure.
But Tom and Ruth Ann now have to get in Friday afternoon,
right.
Sniper-filled, rush hour, pouring rain traffic
right.
for what will be probably a six-hour drive back to Philadelphia.
I know.
Tom's crying.
How do you not like Tom?
Can you imagine
Bob? How do you not like Tom?
I don't know. Ask Ruth Ann.
And Ruth Ann, yeah.
Hi, Ruth Ann.
Yeah, whatever.
We got a break. We will be right back. Like, you seem to have some kind of bond with Tom.
Imagine that, huh? Isn't that funny?
You seem to feel his pain.
I sure as hell do.
When we come back, it's Pick the Pros with the most powerful woman in television sports, Nancy from CBS, in just a moment.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
God damn it, Eddie, it's not to me. Hey, it's my shoulder. I hit my shoulder when I hit the gym floor.
It feels like it's full of gravel.
Well, it's always felt like it was full of gravel. Now, come on, give me a B12 shot. That's what I want. Why are you messing with her knee?
Hey, how you doing, baby?
All right, Dale, you gonna get a shot?
Oh, no shots for me, Turkey. I can't stand needles.
Hey, you're the master of the technology of this game.
Hey, how do you do that, man? Take all the soup pills and shots, man. It does terrible things to your body.
You last long enough, you'll realize the only way to survive is the pills and the shots.
Not me, Turkey. I got respect for my body.
You'll get past that.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
And
I'll drink to that,
right?
How's your taint? The Don and Mike Show.
Right, we've waited all day for the Friday favorite.
Yes.
And I have to tell you something before we get him on the air.
Okay.
Because, you know, I already got him thinking he's the man. And he is the man. Son of a bitch, Nance. Last week.
Again.
5 out of 5.
He's killing us.
And I'm dying. Don't tell him this. I said this. I'm dying. I'm watching the Eagles-Jacksonville game.
Right.
And all I'm remembering is Jim Nance saying, Jacksonville is a lock to win this game.
Right, right.
And I was shaking my head ruefully.
He knows. I don't know how plugged in he is, but I think he pays a lot of attention to it.
You know, it's not dumb luck anymore.
No, he's kicking our ass handily.
Out of 20 games thus far this year that we've picked on the radio with Jim, Nancy has 14 correct.
Right. 14 out of 20. He ought to go out to Las Vegas.
I think it's fixed.
I got 8.
Right.
You got 7.
I mean, we suck.
We suck.
And he's kicking our ass.
At least we just put on the instant message, we're being beaten by a girl. She picks every week, and she has 12.
Yep. Yeah. We're
getting killed. Don't feel bad. If you add up your scores, you're only down by 5.
All right. Here he is now. You may know him as Jim Nance. I know him as the man.
Yeah. The man.
The man. Shirtless, bold, and proud, strutting down streets in Midtown Manhattan. Here's Jim Nance from the NFL at CBS. Jimmy.
Good afternoon, guys, and thank you for that build-up. I was very proud of that Jacksonville pick last week. They were underdogs and by 3 or 4 points. And when I later, of course, I gave you guys the scoop first before I even gave it to my employers.
I saw you do it on TV as well.
I gave it on the air, and Boomer Esiason said I need to go see a psychologist because I picked the Jags.
I mean, what is it, Jim? You got the magic touch this
year. I don't know. No, I mean, it's not luck at this point. Let's face it. I mean, when you follow this and you're the man, this thing happens. But I went. I'm now, for the record here, on CBS picking games, and we never pick games that are like obvious, like Houston Texans versus Philadelphia Eagles. We don't pick that kind of stuff.
Right.
I'm 19-6 on CBS.
Ooh, my God.
Dion is 17-8. Dan is 13-12, and Boomer is 12-13. So, you know, we're going to try to keep it going here.
Here on our show, as I just mentioned,
I went 5-0 on CBS 2 last week.
Yeah, you're 14-6 on
our
show.
I'm not happy with that. I was very disappointed when you revealed that overall record. There's nothing to be that proud about.
Well, I will tell you right now, the gambling public probably perking their ears up right now.
now, Jimbo, the show on CBS. Now that we finally have decided. The show's a winner. The only thing we're asking is you move inside, and I know that's going to happen soon enough. As soon as it gets cold,
no, that's when the crowds get very large, and the atmosphere even gets a little bit better being out there.
Jim, we got to talk about numbers. It's time now to talk about numbers, to talk about where you guys are at and where you need to be. Because, frankly, I don't buy this market size argument anymore that Fox is in bigger markets. Because, frankly, and I am an NFL guy, which means I'm an NFC guy.
Right.
Frankly, the better games are on CBS this year.
Well, it does make a big difference. And all you have to do is take a look at what happened last week in the New York market. I'm not normally up to speed on all these numbers. I don't crunch them on a weekly or a daily basis.
Give us the numbers.
We did not have a game on the CBS affiliate in New York last Sunday. Okay? The Jets were not in the 1 o'clock window. Okay? Meanwhile, the Fox affiliate, of course, had the Giants-Cowboys game coming up at 1 o'clock. Your pregame rating is directly tied to the game that you have at 1 o'clock. So if you're dark in a market like we were at 1 o'clock last Sunday, you get really hurt.
Let me just explain it. Most people, you think, if I'm going to watch the Redskins on Channel 5, I'll watch the pregame show on Channel 5. If you're in Baltimore,
it happens everywhere. We win in every AFC market we're the AFC carrier.
If you're going to watch the Ravens on Channel 13 in Baltimore, you say, I'm going to turn it on 13 at noon,
right?
And I'm just going to leave it there.
Well, so in New York, I don't know what the final national numbers were, but I'm giving you numbers that we're not happy about. But we are overall happy with the way things are going, obviously. But last week, so we were dark in New York at 1 o'clock, and we did under a 1 rating in the overnight rating.
Oh, Jim. Oh, my God. Oh,
now, Fox, meanwhile, because it had a 1 o'clock
Jim.
Game.
Oh,
hold on, listen, Don. Well, Fox had a 1 o'clock game, and the Giants did north of 3. Now, there have been weeks where that was not the case. It was flipped where they didn't have a Giants game. You know, we had a Jets game, and, you know, the opposite effect happened.
Jim. Oh, I'm reeling, Jim. I'm reeling. Listen,
all I can tell you is that the 5 weeks of the season, both Fox's and CBS's pregame ratings are off a little bit. There are various reasons that you could account that, too. But
it doesn't matter.
The gap is the closest it's been since we got back in the NFL.
Fantastic.
Jim, I tell you what I am going to do. I have some Vicodin, and Jim, now this is not a joke. I swear to Christ, I was hit by a car 2 weeks ago, and I dislocated my hip.
Come on.
No. Jim.
He's telling the truth, sir.
I swear on my son's life, I am telling you the truth.
Guy hit him in a parking lot.
I was walking to a CVS parking lot, and a 66-year-old guy bumped into me and hit me and knocked me over. I dislocated my hip. Well, I've got some Vicks, and I can see why Matthew Perry and all these Hollywood celebrities are getting addicted to them.
Yes.
And I'm telling you,
there
Jim,
was speculation that you were withdrawing on today's show.
Earlier in the show.
Yeah, we thought you might be getting a little squirt.
I was having a bit of a meltdown.
Well, that explains your actions last week, then.
But, Jim, now let me tell you.
You're going to send Jim some Vike?
I'm going to send you. The doctor was nice enough to give me a prescription. I only have another day or two to take these things.
About 600.
I'm going to send you a couple hundred of these pills in a giant jar, and the next time you pull a one share, I don't care.
Oh, I didn't say share. I said rating.
Rating. I don't care. I don't care if it is a one rating and you're dark. I want you to start eating these pills. You do.
That was not our national rating. That was the New York market.
No. Right. Jim, then what you do is you go in and you demand. You demand. There should be no reason that your pregame show in the biggest market in America should ever be followed by something that is not NFL football.
Amen.
Well, you can't. That's an NFL. Now you're getting into programming things that you don't know because
yes, I do
the
know.
Giants are protected. See, it's just like the Jets are protected when they're in the wild card window. They don't ever run them at the same time.
All right,
so you're going to get killed by one of the two, you know. But that's, it's a complex thing. All I can say is the show is being extremely well received. Everybody that samples it, likes it, are going to be coming back. And these things don't get built in a week. I mean, it's going to be the CBS team here for a long time,
Jim,
it's going to be a good one.
Jim, did you, when you found out about your picks and how overwhelmingly successful you were with your picks, did you take off your shirt and run down Fifth Avenue this time?
You're talking about the picks, Mike, I made on your air or
yes.
CBS's air?
All of them. They're all very successful.
I was thinking about doing it, but then I thought maybe I should just save it for this Sunday show.
Maybe
on the air.
Maybe just a leather vest.
Jim?
Just a leather vest, okay.
Jim,
I got that look, yeah.
Overall now, overall in the ratings, it's Fox and it's you guys, but the number is getting closer and closer.
The gap, we're both down. I mean, I'm just being honest with you here. Both shows are off of last year's ratings. I know, it could be weather. There are a lot of things, and I'm not into this whole spin thing. But
you're getting closer, and I'm going to tell you why.
The gap is the slightest that it has been since we got back through 5 weeks, that is.
I want to measure
all the 5 weeks since we got back in 98. This is the closest we've been.
All right, well, Jim, I want to tell you why, and I know why. Now, there is no doubt we love having you on our show, and we are pumping you up. You are the man. The NFL Today is a great show. However,
yes.
For every bit of good that we do to raise that the awareness of the NFL Today on CBS...
And you're doing a magnificent job.
I'm telling you, every time you're on... With that Crypt Keeper Imus, what you're doing is you're taking every bit of good that we're doing
and you're subtracting it.
And you are subtracting it.
Amen. Right.
Jim,
I haven't been on with the I-Man in a couple of weeks.
Jim, did you not MC Imus's golf tournament?
I did, but there's a tradition there that goes back 3 or 4 years, and I'm very proud of that charity event that he has and that I'm a part of. Absolutely.
Jim, I'm telling you. That man is ratings cancer. I'm telling you, Jim, you want to reach the young.
Right.
Now, look at the commercials you're running on your show.
Jim Jim can play in our golf tournament.
Hey, did we straighten out the promo issue of a week ago or what?
No, and I'm watching Letterman last Thursday night. And again, it's watch.
You mean last night?
No, it was last week going into the. Or no, you're right. It was last night, Thursday. It was watch Boomer. Dan and Dion on the NFL Today, and then Dion comes out and goes, on CBS.
So they still haven't gotten him on that promo.
I'm a little confused, though, because in one breath he's saying it was a week ago, then he says it's last night. Now, I know you're on medication.
Yeah.
Well,
tell if it was last night or whether it was eight days ago, I'm a little worried about you there, big fella.
Jimmy, I TiVo everything, and I really don't know which show it is that I'm watching from which day.
Right.
But I know you're getting screwed on that, Jim.
And we'll send a letter.
Why don't you? I'm waiting for somebody to say they sent a letter.
We'll send a letter on someone else's stationery.
And furthermore, I heard that Patricia Heaton says that you have had plastic surgery.
Yeah, right.
And you are denying it. Have you ever had any dealings with Patricia Heaton?
I have. It's some affiliate things. You wouldn't know that, but I've introduced her at our annual affiliates meeting where I've played previous years. I played the host at the affiliates dinner.
Really the hardest working man in show business.
Yeah, Jim, I'll tell you something. Seriously, out of all of the people we've ever had on the show, and we're fans of Everybody Loves Raymond.
Of course.
And we've had most of those guys on the show.
Yes.
Our appearance with her appearance on this show was so brief and so awful.
And caused so much fallout.
That she wasn't...
She did not want to take our sex quiz.
Oh.
And she was very vocal about not wanting to take it, and then
she
took it right up to the top of CBS.
To old Les Moonves,
and tried to really get us fired.
Get us fired.
And it was just an ugly scene.
Yeah.
And we don't believe it or not, even with the controversial nature of this broadcast, Jim, we really don't count that many enemies in the land of TV. We really
what
do.
What kind of questions were you prepared to ask her?
Well, Jim, here you go.
And we have the sex quiz,
and I'm glad you.
I'm not taking it. I'm prepared to take this all the way to the top.
Now, Jim, let me just Let me just tell you that...
I was just wanting a sampling for that survey you were...
Why don't you give Jim a sample question from the sex quiz?
Here's a sample question.
All right.
Have you ever made love in your parents' home?
Okay.
I mean, that's pretty innocent, don't you think?
I can understand why she wouldn't want to answer that.
But now, Jim, we have, on the other hand, had many celebrities such as Dennis Franz from NYPD Blue.
Matt Damon, Mark Wahlberg.
Who was that old broad? What's
Tippi
her name?
Hedren, star
Tippi
of the,
Hedren.
Hedren, star of The Birds. Yeah, Curtis.
Melanie Curtis
has taken the test.
All of these
Libertarian candidate for president took the test.
Right. All of these famous people have no problem taking the test.
And, it's not just not taking the test. It was what happened afterwards, and it was very difficult. We cried ourselves to sleep for weeks after that.
I know Ray Romano really well.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Good guy. I've had dinners with him. He comes out and plays Pebble Beach every year when we have that golf tournament. He's just the most normal, down-to-earth guy you'll ever want to meet.
I'm going to ask you just one question from the sex quiz, Jimmy.
Well, you can ask it. Doesn't mean I'm going to answer it.
I know.
In fact, I can guarantee I'm not going to answer it.
Well, no, I bet you want to answer this
one.
Jim, have you ever had sex in the no-no? Now you will want to make your stance.
I think you need to explain what the question is.
Okay. Jim, have you ever had sex in the no-no?
No. I think he's not going to even answer.
Are we going to make some picks this week?
I thought that was coming next.
But Jim, let me say, by not answering, you cast an illusion. You cast an illusion that maybe there's a chance. I mean, Jim, let me tell you where I'm coming from.
I think people know out there, know me well enough to know that I am not going to,
Jim,
lower my standards to even addressing it. That's
Jim,
all, you know.
Let me just tell you something.
You've known me a long time.
It's something I look for in my friends and my guests. It is an exit, not an entrance. When you eat food, it is where food comes out.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there is nothing wrong with saying that you have not participated in that type of deviant behavior.
I really don't think...
I think it's a deviant question. That's the thing that concerns me.
All right, and I say bravo to you, sir.
Bravo to you.
Bravo to you. All right, the picks, the five biggest games this week.
Yes.
Here we go.
Maybe a little music, maybe the NFL Today music could be in order here.
You got it. There you go.
Are we on the ball, Jim, or what?
Yeah, you guys are all over it.
Jacksonville, Tennessee. I will take Jim's lead, and I'll take Jacksonville. Mike.
I like Jacksonville also.
Jimmy.
Tough call here, boys. Real tough call. I'm wavering. You may see a different call on this game on Sunday, but the way it strikes me at the moment, I'll take Jacksonville.
All right. I'm going to watch you on Sunday and see if you change your pick.
Yeah, we picked five games. It might not be on the list, but that's a tough call there.
All right.
This week has a number of games that are just really close calls.
Here's a great game. And I think this is an upset if you follow the line. Kansas City at San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
I will take Kansas City.
I'm going to take San Diego.
Jimmy.
I'll take San Diego. Wow. Kansas City's been my surprise team all year. You guys asked me before the season. I said Kansas City will be the most improved team. But I think San Diego will come back off the performance last week to Denver and win at home.
How about this for a game? Miami at Denver.
Go ahead.
I will tell you, Denver, I've said it all along, the most overrated team in the league. I'll take the Dolphins any day of the week, at Denver.
I could not agree more. I like the Dolphins.
Do you know that the last time that Denver beat Miami in the regular season was 1968?
Wow.
They played seven times in the regular season since then, and Miami has won all seven times. Sunday night, it'll be Denver by at least 10.
No!
Okay.
He tricked us again.
Yes, I did. I duped you.
Baltimore at Indianapolis. Keep in mind, no Ray Lewis.
Oh, you definitely keep that in mind.
So you got to go with the Colts. I go with the Colts.
I like Baltimore.
Jim.
Mike.
Sorry.
Mike, what are you, 7-13?
Yeah, I am, but that's
Come
why
on.
I'm, hey, Jim, that's why I'm taking these shots in the dark.
Desperation picks.
Yes.
Indianapolis.
Uh-oh.
And my money.
I'm toast.
This is the best game of the week. Green Bay.
New England, that's a good game.
At New England. I am torn as I sit here wearing my Green Bay Packers shirt. I'm going to tell you, Patriots at home, tough to beat. I'll take New England.
I follow Green Bay more than any other team because that's my fantasy quarterback, Brett Favre.
Oh.
They have disappointed me very often this season, and I'm also going to go with New England at home.
Jimmy.
this is a game that I would have gone Green Bay. I picked Green Bay to win on Monday night, and they were an underdog, and they won that game. But late in that game, they lost a couple of members of their secondary.
Right.
And New England's coming home after two straight road losses. I think Tom Brady will absolutely light it up on Sunday. I like New England here.
All right, beautiful. There you go. There are the picks from the shirtless Jim Nance. And it's one of the things he does is he takes his tie off,
right,
and then he wears it around his head like a headband.
I love that look. It's kind of the Jimi Hendrix thing.
And he runs down the street screaming, I don't like it in the no-no. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that decision, my man. Nothing wrong.
Hey, will we see you guys make a cameo? Are you going to show up one day at our show? What's the scoop?
Now, Jim, if you are seriously making that offer...
I'm not offering to put you on the air. I'm offering to put you in the stands.
Yes, in the stands.
Oh, absolutely.
Negative. 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 You know what? You got to toss us a bone.
Don, I'm going to take time away from Dan Marino or Dion or Boomer to go talk to you about football.
You got
to
at least toss us a bone.
I mean, you saw the promos.
Well,
Dan, Dion, and Boomer. Sundays at noon.
Don't you still do that thing where you go to some dumb fan who has
done that all year. Not once.
Well, you got to bring that feature back.
Well, boy, I tell you, you'd be qualified. You'd definitely qualify. We'd bring that back.
You know, I have made a monster here.
He's totally out of control.
All right,
he's the man.
All right, goodbye to you, Nancy.
Thank you, Jim.
Guys. Have a great week.
Good day to you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Everybody watch Jim Nance Sunday, CBS. Really? He's out of his mind.
Yeah, you want to get him going, you bring up that sex quiz again.
Yeah.
He didn't like that.
No, he didn't.
No, not at all.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
where food comes
one
out,
man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
Yeah, Nancy got a little bit of the psycho factor in.
Those bastards ask me about sex.
Buzz, what is your lead story today on the news and the comments?
Today, it appears the D.C. sniper has killed a Philadelphian.
Really? The guy this morning?
Yes.
Ay, ay, ay. Okay, stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Sure. That was very
professional. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Wishing ye good luck in everything. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I'm Buzz of the News Show now. Buzz Boston is by Veramax Sexual Enhancer. Have great sex more often with Veramax. Available at Spinal Health food stores, pharmacies, retailers everywhere. 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Try it. They're all over the show today.
Yes, they are.
All over the freaking show today.
You might say there's sex all over the show today.
Time now for Buzz. He will be in a hot tub on Monday the entire show for Buzz's birthday bath.
And when you come in Monday, you do that third button unbutton thing.
No way.
I like it.
I'm burning this shirt as soon as I get home. So, you know, I've done a good job, at least in my own mind.
Pretty good job.
Not obsessing about it.
Yeah, not bad.
Thanks for reminding me, though, Mike. And now here is Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. Well, it certainly appears the D.C. sniper has struck yet again for a 10th time. That has not been confirmed. The bullet fragments have not yet been matched to the other victims. They say they didn't want to rush the autopsy. Today, another man died while buying gasoline. This time in Spotsylvania County, just outside Washington. The victim's identity has still not been released. We do know he's a 53-year-old Philadelphia man. Witnesses say they saw two people in a white Chevy Astro van with the ladder rack and a ladder on top. That's a short van, by the way, with no rear side windows. One report said the van had black lettering, either Total Access or Total Recall were the words. The van spotted in a previous shooting also had black lettering. Witnesses also say there were two men in the van. One witness says the light turned green and the van sped away just after the shot was fired, as if the shooting had been timed with the traffic signal. The shooting took place across the street from a state police barracks today, and a trooper was nearby working a fender bender. He quickly called other lawmen into a chase, but despite the pursuit and the dragnet, the van got away.
You know, and that's too bad, but I did want to take another second out to repeat something that was said earlier today.
Right.
Really incredible when you think about all the law enforcement agencies getting together.
Oh, yeah.
You're talking about a city as big as D.C.
Mm-hmm.
This thing happens about 20 miles outside of the city.
Right.
And immediately, within 3 minutes, you have
hundreds of different age of police guys
shutting down Route 95 north.
Different agencies and really putting a dragnet around the entire city. So how the guy got away?
Yeah, it's amazing.
I don't know, but it made me feel better.
Yeah.
To know that as soon as that happened,
absolutely, that they're all over it.
Our guys had a plan. The good guys have a plan.
And, you know, inevitably they're going to catch this.
Absolutely. Oh, yes, they will.
Absolutely.
They will.
Also today, police say physical evidence was recovered from the scene of the shooting, but they won't say what it is. They will say they've turned that over to the feds, specifically alcohol, tobacco, and firearms.
You bastard. You bastard. You're probably the type of bastard who listens to this radio show. They're going to catch you. They're going to catch you. And I know right now you're at home and you're getting your rocks off and you're probably having a nice big bottle of whiskey or something thinking, fooled them again. I fooled them again. Well, jerk off. They're going to catch you.
Amen, brother.
They're going to catch you and we're going to string you up by your nuts.
I think that's can't they, like, enact some special legislation when they finally catch the guy? Can't we have a little modified death penalty? You know, have a little fun. Have a little medieval fun.
Say it. Join me. Mob justice.
Mob justice.
Vigilante style.
I'll bring the crowbar, you bring the pitchfork.
Amen.
Today's killing happened about 9:30 this morning at an Exxon station near the Massaponics exit of I-95 near Fredericksburg, Virginia. On Capitol Hill, meanwhile, the top Democrat on the House Judiciary Committee is calling for an investigation into the sale of sniper rifles. He says there's no reason those weapons should be sold to civilians.
I would agree with that.
Amen. Earlier this week, Wednesday afternoon it was, a man called police to say that someone had shot at him near the Baltimore-Washington airport. He wasn't hurt, but he said a single shot shattered a window on his boss's Dodge Caravan. Sure enough, the window was broken. A state police helicopter took off minutes later. The CIA raced to the airport with a gunpowder-sniffing dog. Agents from the National Security Agency and the FBI joined more than 24 county cops to investigate. 8 hours later, the man was charged with filing a false report.
Oh, man, you know what? Screw him. Put him in jail, too.
Son
of a bitch.
Quoting one officer, we have no patience with someone who does that.
Oh, man, who does? God damn it. You know what?
Asswife.
God. People like that. Release his name.
Yeah. The U.S. military plans to occupy Iraq once Saddam Hussein...
Big Don
ousted.
O'Brien. There, I've said it.
No, now stop.
Big Don O'Brien from WQSR.
No, of course not.
No, I'm kidding. He's a friend of ours. It's a Merson person from WQSR.
He's still around?
He's doing middays.
The Merson person?
The Merson person.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, here's your answer, by the way. It was Arthur L. Schroen, age 37.
Sure, that's what you say.
Way to go, Arthur, you dick.
Sure, that's what you say. I say it was the Merson person.
The U.S. military plans to occupy Iraq once Saddam Hussein is ousted. The White House doesn't like to call it that. The U.S. occupation of Iraq would involve a new government run by the American military. Saddam's people would then be tried for war crimes. Months, maybe years later, the government would then be turned over to Iraqi civilians. It's like the U.S. occupation of Japan after World War II. The idea is to prevent the kind of infighting that occurred in Afghanistan after the Taliban was ousted. The idea is yet to be officially approved.
Guys, thank you for the info, Buzz. Got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Bye. The Don and Mike Show.
They rock. And that's for Tim, the Don and Mike Show.
Now here's Guy Birdley. Hi, Buzz.
Here's an update. Mayor Bloomberg in New York has pulled out of the Columbus Day Parade because they wouldn't let him ride with a couple of cast members from The Sopranos. So he's out. But I love the Joey Pants quote in the Post this morning. I don't know about this Christopher Columbus Parade that's basically celebrating some guy who 500 years ago went out to find the Indies and instead found America and then killed all the Indians. I personally feel they're hypocrites. These people need to wake up and smell the cappuccino. In sports...
Hey, Don and Mike. Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
Thank you, Uncle June.
Oh, poor you.
All right, hi, Tony.
Okay. Hi,
Donna
Mike.
Hi, Tony.
Okay. Hi,
Donna
Mike.
Hi, Tony.
How come you not see me?
Oh, poor you.
The Twins and the Angels are in California tonight for Game 3 of the American League Series, which is tied at a game apiece. The Washington Capitals open their season here tonight.
Let's go, Caps!
Very, very briefly.
Yes.
I just need 15 seconds here. I am not a baseball fan.
Right.
But I want to tell you what sucks ass.
What?
Is that you have two games that are both on at the same time.
Right.
And they don't run one game at 4 o'clock and one game at 8 o'clock.
Right.
Instead, they put one game on regular old Fox, which I can find, and they put the other game on, like, Fox Sports Net.
Like, which is very hard to find.
Which is very, it's in the 600s. It's, like, it's in the channels. It's ridiculous. Just put one game on at 4 o'clock and put one game on at 8 o'clock. It's stupid.
You should say thank you after that.
Thank you.
And Andy Rooney's taken some heat for saying that women have no business being sideline reporters at NFL games.
He has no business being above ground.
Finally,
that's a good speech.
A Trenton, New Jersey man walked or limped into a police station in Morrisville, Pennsylvania. He asked the cops to take him to a hospital. He had a nail and a firecracker inside his penis. Police say he didn't say why. Quoting one officer, he probably wanted to go off with a bang.
Oh,
I'm
God.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
Oh, no.
On the Don and Mike
Thank
Show.
You, Buzz.
That is it.
Good kicker to, like, sort of segue into his birthday show.
Yeah, Monday, Buzz in a big hot tub.
Right.
I keep on saying Buzz in a bathtub.
It's better that way. It's funnier that
Sounds
way.
Sounds funnier, Buzz in a bathtub.
Yeah, Buzz in a bathtub with beautiful babes. Let's say that.
Buzz in the entire show down in the parking lot. And Buzz, I'm sorry it's been moved down to the parking lot.
Well, that's all right.
But we will, in fact, put up, like, speaking of baseball, you know the outfield in the Metrodome in Indianapolis? It looks like just giant garbage bags.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah,
that's what we're going to do downstairs. Yeah. We're going to just give your own private area.
Yes.
Where we'll be celebrating Buzz's birthday a week late with Buzz in the giant hot tub.
It'll be fantastic.
With naked women.
Yeah.
And they'll be loofing you and oiling you up.
Excellent.
And all of that on Monday's
episode. And then you can just let your toes go to town.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Don't hurt yourselves. Love you, Frieda. Love you, Bart. And we'll be back with a new one on Monday. Good day to you, sir.
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 Have you heard? I'm doing my morning show at night.
Yeah, well, why don't you start it already, for goodness sakes? I'm tired of waiting. Hey, can you?
Hey, I dare you to try and stop me.
Toodaloo.
Ass.
Till we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.